like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, before we start with the Belcher tapes, you know what movie opens tomorrow, right? Everybody's aware?
Oh, yeah.
Right, Mike, you got it.
What is it?
Famous Jew. Spider-Man.
A Woody Allen movie?
Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. He can talk to fish underwater. When he turns green, he grows in size. His clothes rip off from kryptonite. Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man.
We got it.
He's my favorite member of the Fantastic Four. His utility belt is really cool. His airplane is invisible. Spinach makes him super strong. Shazam. There goes the Spider-Man.
Very good. I like that.
And Larry King.
Spider-Man.
Larry King has just one question for our own Buzz Burbank.
All right.
Why do you favor rape?
I don't. Oh, my.
I don't, Larry.
Oh, my God, Larry.
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, my. That's horrible, Larry.
An inappropriate question.
Horrible.
Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter in the faggot world?
She's not my friend.
Larry.
Oh, how are you, Buzz?
How you feeling, Buzz?
A little better, don't you think? I still got a little voice, but it's coming back.
Let's play our tapes. Yes. Here we go.
Let's take another question for you. Good afternoon. Talk back. 49 minutes after the hour. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. This show is very informative. I've heard information that I have not heard elsewhere.
Thank you.
I would like to say welcome back, Mr. Hamilton.
Thank you.
I agree with the... there should not be a selective service, because I do not think that if you enacted a draft, so to speak, that you would have people lining up just to accommodate a system that could not find a remedy to Robert Spivak's bleeding colon.
Would you stop it?
Stop it, Hugh Hamilton.
Would you stop it?
Angry you. Caller, you're live on Good Morning.
Sorry, you startled me. I was laying on the phone.
Well, that's what we do. We startle people.
Yeah. Why did I call you again? Censorship. I called because you brought up the issue of censorship.
Okay.
Oh, a while ago. And basically, I believe you said that you...
You have your radio on, don't you?
My radio?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I was listening to the radio.
Okay, don't do that.
Turn it off?
Turn it off.
How's that?
That's good.
Okay.
So what do you think should happen to Donites?
Crimes happen on the radio every day as far as disgrace on the airwaves. For example, the last 2 weeks on the radio every day at about 3 o'clock, a crime has been committed on the public airwaves. Now, what's worse? Somebody saying one thing, or somebody about 2 weeks ago, this has been the worst 2 weeks in radio that I've ever heard in my life. If somebody were to come up with, say, one thing,
mm-hmm.
for example, a joke about a wet t-shirt contest, and use the same joke every day at 3 o'clock on the dot as though it was new, and say, this is the...
Okay, now, how did you determine this joke was set at 3 o'clock every day?
Oh, because it was Joe Ardinger making an ass out of himself.
Okay.
On the light show.
Well, all right, but I'm asking you, how did you know that he was doing this?
I was listening.
Oh, you were listening. So you're an idiot, basically. You were listening. You were there. This guy, this guy's getting good. He's trying to slip in there, and he does every now and then.
There he is.
Hello. Can you hear me? Okay.
One more.
Yes, I'm happy to say you are on the radio.
Oh, super. Yeah, I was interested in, you brought up the Kyoto Accords, which has always interested me. I'm sorry, it's late.
Oh, we're not offended. We're sympathetic.
The discussion
the very mention of what we did, like, makes everyone stammer, because it was so careless and so stupid and so unconcerned about the rest of the...
Do you ever figure out who this guy is? I mean...
I love this guy.
I know, right. We know who Hugh Hamilton is.
Right. Hugh Hamilton.
But this guy's the like the heavy breather, the...
We're sympathetic. We are sympathetic.
And doesn't he always get angry when the Belcher does his thing?
What it is a put-up job.
More laid back, I think.
You douchebag.
That's what he said before.
We're sympathetic.
I mean, the rest of life.
Which part is that?
Opting out of the Kyoto Accord, saying that's not for us.
Oh. Yeah, that too. But the reason, one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, you started to talk about the difference between the different grades of oil, like light crude and kerosene, and kerosene is distilled light crude.
Right.
See, I was thinking that sweet light crude was the lubricant that Michael Mara used on his bully stick when he shoved it in his fuselage.
I wonder whether we can count on anything that's more inappropriate than this moment.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see.
We'll see.
I guarantee it.
It's a stupid show, and it's well done.
Thank you. Who is that, Jerry Springer?
I thought he sucked.
Thank you.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. No, Mr. Bond, I...
He prefers to be treated like a dog, and also a toilet.
There was too much Mr. Bond there.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
What not? What not? What not?
Dumbass.
Why do you favor rape?
Well, hi, everybody.
I like rape.
See, I don't know anyone beyond a child molester. If you're a child molester, you're dead.
Hi, Joe.
For goodness sake.
Whoa, look out, look out.
All right, where's that?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back.
Hi, everybody.
Well,
hi, everybody.
Welcome. Hi, Little Brains.
We're Little Brains, just like you. Don and Mike show, new episode, SHI Thursday.
Yay!
Like we used to say back in the day, with our excrement humor.
Oh, it's a put-up job.
Sure happy it's Thursday. Maybe you just heard the phone number a moment ago. 877-365-3636. I believe we've already found out that Buzz is...
Better.
Better.
Better? That's good. Are you sounding better, though?
A little. Occasionally.
What?
Occasionally a little better.
A very little better.
Yeah.
Very little.
Right, if I'm careful.
Now, give us a percentage, not on how you're feeling.
Right.
But how your voice is today.
I'm going to say about 79%.
It's amazing how he's able to put a number on it, isn't it?
I think he may be being cautiously optimistic today.
I would put it at a mid-50.
Did you speak at all during your time away from the show?
I spoke about 12 words between the time you left here last night and getting here today.
That's normal, though, in the Buzz Burbank household.
Yeah, that's all I can get in.
Yeah. Glad the song ended so you could be heard now.
Well, thank you.
How are you, Buzz?
I feel great.
Our top story tonight.
Yes, you feel great.
Yes.
We have assessed that.
Right.
How is your voice?
Well, I think you can hear for yourself. It's still pretty foggy, but better than yesterday.
Better. Okay, it's better.
It is better than yesterday. Better. And if you lay low, maybe you'll be able to deliver 30% of the news today.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
I think they can.
All right. Well,
maybe more.
Glad you're here, Buzz.
Thank you.
Glad everybody's listening. Let's start.
And he's not contagious because, we found that out. We found out what the details were.
In fact, he made himself vomit.
Yes, I did.
Retching caused it.
Because of the Metamucil episode.
Violent retching.
That's what it was.
Name of my next band. When I put a band together, Violent Retching.
I would like to start today by saying John Normand, our producer.
Yes.
Is a good producer. A good to adequate producer.
Yes, he is.
And awesome. A couple of days ago, well, he is awesome at times, Buzz.
Yes.
A couple of days ago, we stopped and went behind the scenes a little bit, yell and scream at him, but gave him kind of a public kick in the ass.
We gave him a day.
Well, it just goes to show you. It just shows to go you. You know, dog my cat. You know, all you do is give the guy a loving kick in the ass, and the next thing you know, you find out that coming up on the show, Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos.
Now, that's a nice guess. We all love The Sopranos.
And the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
You got Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, and listen to this.
You rock.
And this is what being a producer is all about, very seriously. You know how we got Tom Bergeron?
How did he get Tom Bergeron?
Just called him up. Tom Bergeron sent him an email back.
There you go.
That's how he. That's
that easy.
That's how that get was gotten.
And that's going to be a great interview. I mean, we all, have become fans of Tom Bergeron ever since we found out that he hates himself like we do.
The self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
Self-loathing. It's such a. I believe that is one of the finest qualities a human being can have.
Although I was asking John to finesse it with him. Because we don't want to just pitch this like, hey, Tom Bergeron.
We want to talk to you because you hate yourself.
Write an article that where you hate yourself for because it was a small part.
No, we can ease
into
it. A large
article about his life, but it was two or three paragraphs that just...
I sure hope that we don't start the interview and then ask him something about self-loathing. And he says, I don't believe I'm self-loathing at all. Yeah. That'd be a real big disappointment.
Well, then I'm going to have to mention the magazine.
Well, that's fine. It's in the magazine.
It's fair.
He said it. The words came out of his mouth.
Anyway, Tom Bergeron. So I just wanted to point out, good job.
When do we get to chat with him?
John Norman. I think Monday to whatever day is good for him. Have you spoken to Tommy B?
I have not. I've been waiting for the phone call. I emailed him back, and he must have gotten offline. I had not heard back from him with the offer for Monday.
Yeah, see, actually...
And there was only a slight exhale there, John, which is better than the other day.
I thought about it. But, I can do it from over here.
So you think you probably have Tom Bergeron.
He emailed me himself this morning.
I know I know that he's got him because, actually, he's available tomorrow. He wrote and said he could be on the show tomorrow, but only for a couple of seconds.
Oh, okay.
Tom Bergeron is a guy that he has no idea. We'd like to crack his skull and climb inside that brain for about a half an hour.
Well, he would probably like to be on the show the day of the Dancing with the Stars.
I guess so.
Probably when he does a lot of press.
So anyway, like I was telling John the other day, and what I thought was kind of a dick way, but that's the way I am. I'm a loving dick.
Right.
Not every guest that we get has to be somebody great. I mean, I wouldn't categorize Tom Bergeron as somebody great.
No, he's not great, but we're interested in him, and he's timely because he's doing that Dancing with the Stars show.
And then, then right out of the blue, he just says, oh, yeah, and incidentally, how about Bobby Bacala?
Bobby Bacala, who had that big fight with Tony at the beginning of the year.
How about him?
You
know what would be great? Oh, my God. How great would it be to get our Vice President, Scott Herman, on the phone?
Oh, yes.
When we have the guy who's Bobby Bacala on the air.
Think Bobby Bacala will track with that at all?
I think it would probably piss Bobby Bacala off.
And it would piss Scott Herman off.
I'm not really worried about Scott. I'm worried about the actor.
Right.
See, there's this guy, one of the suits in New York, that meets with Mike and I. We're his responsibility. So he comes down and takes us out to lunch once a year and gives us a prostate exam. Mm-hmm.
And then we go up to New York once in a while and dine at a big Italian restaurant.
And we've always mentioned that he's Bobby Bacala. And, of course, it got back to him. And he kids us about it now, but he kids us in a way like, hey, yeah, I'm Bobby Bacala, which always has the tone like, I'm Bobby Bacala, but don't forget, I can fire your fat ass anytime I feel like it.
He can. But, it was the whole mystique, and you really cemented that with our guy Scott up in New York when he took us to that traditional old New York City Italian restaurant that I'm sure has been frequented by mobsters. And, it was the whole way of the way he was dressed and, was eating the pasta. It was, the whole thing was there, and he was permanently Bobby Bacala after that.
Anyway, there you go. Thank you, John. I know John works his ass off on the show, and,
good job, Johnny.
Just comes a time when you got to have something.
Yeah.
He responded to the adversity of the situation in a very positive way.
Have something for the show, and we appreciate that. Also, golly.
Good heavens.
How does that make you feel, Rob?
Pretty good. Johnny,
did Rob ever have those bounce back days?
Never.
No.
Rob
would take the pounding, and then he'd get back into the ring, but he wouldn't get off the stool.
If right now.
Right now he's not getting off the stool.
I'll tell you my stool.
Rob, what are your thoughts on John's bounce back?
I think it's fantastic.
You think he is awesome?
I've always thought he was awesome.
He is absolutely
I should
awesome.
Point out that normally when Rob is specifically asked for a commentary,
he jumps to the microphone.
He dashes to the microphone.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be doing that today.
Not right now. Yeah. We found his kryptonite.
Yeah.
We found Rob's kryptonite to a microphone.
God, it might even be like a Tom Gavin, you know, Super Dave thing. You know, it might That's be the same flattering. Thing. Like every time we
will have to put it to... See, the thing is, are you and I smart enough to do this?
Well, you'd have to slip it in there.
File it away.
Yes.
Sometime when he steps up with some knowledge about some 1920s silent film star.
Right.
That's when we just throw it in and just say.
What do you think about that great job John Norman's doing?
What? I'm going to go sit down now.
Just retires to his seat.
I have to get something out of my shirt pocket. That's below the waist.
I didn't know about
I love that shirt.
Didn't know about it when I bought this shirt.
Rob is wearing a special selection. Here he comes now. Okay. See, now he wants to play. Now it's about him.
Now, you know what?
You know who would look good in that shirt?
John Norman's guest? Maybe he can put all his great bookings in the pocket. So what you got here, let me pull this up a little.
Oh, no, you don't need
that.
To do that.
The
oh,
way out here.
No,
there's a pocket in the shirt tail.
And right.
I did not know that when I bought. This is the biggest, longest shirt I have ever owned.
Rob,
lovely.
I complimented you on the
Thank
color
you.
Scheme of that shirt when you
Thank
came
you.
In and you said, it's a fat guy shirt, and then you became aware of the fact, you confirmed it's the big and tall thing when it has the pocket
Describe the
in
pocket.
The bottom of the shirt. It's a Hawaiian shirt
it doesn't
with a pocket
a,
down at the, at
it
the
does,
bottom.
It does not have a breast pocket. It has a pocket down.
Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, sort of like Captain Kangaroo.
Perhaps designed for the man of larger carriage who just doesn't want to take the trouble to lift his arm up to his breast pocket.
Or move the shirt to get to his pants pocket.
That's exactly.
You know what would fit in here is a heart monitor.
Is it wallet size, that pocket?
Let me
Could
check.
You carry wallets?
I've got a big wallet. Let me see.
But you sure do.
Your wallet.
He does have his big old man wallet.
Ta-da. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, that's the long kind of wallet. Yeah, look at it.
Oh, it's great.
It fits perfectly.
Of course, now the shirt is heavy, though.
Drape of it is a little
and
off.
And the drape is compromised.
What, just
I
casually,
like a neat line.
Just casually, what size would that be?
I think this is a triple X.
Triple X.
But it's long. It's very long. A good tuck-in shirt, but then you lose the pocket.
How about John? The incredible sensitivity to what Mike and I are talking about on the show, reaching out, getting Tom Bergeron as a guest.
It's great, isn't it?
He's building up a tolerance.
Yeah. Is he
immune? You know what
already?
It is? It's only red kryptonite. It's not green.
And red kryptonite and yellow kryptonite makes Superman go crazy.
No, red kryptonite can make him, I did the research on this, it can make him clumsy or appear drunk or forgetful.
Wow. What about gold kryptonite?
Gold kryptonite, I forget. We have the packet for you.
Did you say clumsy or?
Yeah.
Clumsy or what?
You can be clumsy,
makes
drunken,
drunk.
Or forgetful.
Well, you know what you call that?
What?
Tuesday.
That's my red kryptonite name. Kryptonite is wacky stuff, Jack.
You like your shirts like you like your porno. Triple X.
That's right, with a pocket.
There you go.
Or a pouch.
Long.
It is a pouch.
It is a pouch.
That is the best description of the extra pocket that's on this shirt that Rob's wearing.
Do you know the maker of the shirt?
It's a pouch.
It's a pouch.
Can I take the...
It's a mouch.
I think it's
man
actually
pouch.
A rep brand shirt. From Rep Big and Tall, is it not?
What is Rep Big and Tall?
Rep,
what is,
it's a men's clothing store for the men of extra carriage.
It's usually found in the back part of some of America's finest buffets. It's connected, like a KFC and Taco Bell.
Does Rep Big and Tall, do they have like stores, regular stores, or is it just a catalog?
It's in hospitals.
Is it specifically designed for people who can't get out of doors?
It is. They're all one-level stores. No stairs.
You ever buy a shirt off the internet?
Where's the honey, Junior?
That had a pouch in it?
Every parking spot is handicapped.
Wow.
No. It's just a normal store.
Rep.
Yeah, Rep.
Did you walk into the store to buy it?
Right off the rack, Mike. No,
seriously, or did you get it online?
Rob walked right up front, got in his rascal.
Yeah, I thought that's what he was implying. That, no, I did. I could not walk.
Is that from the Paul Prudhomme collection? Right. you bought it online?
No, I bought it in the store.
Where's the store?
The store used to be in Fairfax.
Okay, so this is an older shirt.
Oh, I keep my shirts for years.
Is this a shirt that maybe has been on the back of the rack?
I'm sure I've worn it in the last year because I still had the dry cleaning on.
All right. Okay. Very good.
Keep it in plastic so it doesn't get dusty. It holds a lot of dust.
What with the yards and yards of fabric.
Oh, God.
By the way, your shirt is puffing out a little. Yeah, stomach there.
By XL?
Yeah, none of this. Wouldn't possibly. Could not possibly. And don't you wish you had an extra pocket?
I sure do. Right down by my right one.
I think I'm going to go and fill my pocket up with s'mores.
That's lovely. It's lovely. And it complements the shorts very nicely. And, of course, the most put-upon Birkenstocks in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Birkenstocks with the wood of ancient trees. That is your uniform. That is your summer uniform.
That's absolutely
today.
It. And they've marvelous arch support. A negative sole, you see. What they do is they take a solid piece of cork and then carve it out.
With, as you've said before, his Fred Flintstone feet.
He does have Fred Flintstone feet.
God, this is great, isn't it? Talking about me.
I love talking about you.
And I got a new haircut.
New flat top.
Well, you know who else loves talking about you? You do. I don't see you running away from the microphone.
I know. I'm just, I don't want to be rude.
It's the ABC.
You don't
want to
be rude.
But before I go, I want to take a moment.
Before you go what?
Okay. To thank John. For all the grand bookings.
For being awesome.
And for being awesome.
Right.
Good guy.
See, he is now totally...
He's acknowledging you over there.
He's totally immune to it, Mike.
What are you pointing at? Oh, he's pointing at his own pocket.
John? what are you doing back there?
I think John was indicating
was
by gesture...
Balls.
How he felt about Rob's commentary.
Sometimes we do that. Mm-hmm. We point at our balls. Can't see my balls with this shirt. this shirt is long enough I could go without pants. It'd be like a sundress.
That is an amazing shirt.
Thank you. Buy it online at Rob's.
I'd love to see Buzz try that shirt on.
I'd like... Wouldn't you?
I really would.
You want to come over here, Buzz?
I'll try it on.
You can try it on over your shirt.
I'd like to see Buzz try that on with nothing else.
I know you would.
Yeah, why don't you just...
Leave your underpants on, Buzz.
Buzz, why don't you try it on in the hallway? Try it on in the hallway.
Put it on like a hospital gown.
And then come walking into the studio with it.
And hold on. I had no idea that you guys are going to start dressing each other at the beginning of the show. Can I just tell you what happened less than an hour ago at the Starbucks right across the street?
Fist fight?
No. The greatest thing that I've ever seen in this particular Starbucks.
What happened?
I've got a problem with the Starbucks because the line always goes outside the door.
It's like everything around here. It's extraordinarily crowded.
There's 8,000 people there working. Rob without his shirt.
What if God, Rob? Buzz was kind enough to offer me his shirt.
Look at him.
It's Rob without his shirt.
How can
I possibly do the show?
There he is.
What do you think?
You look like Jerry Stiller. You really now look like Jerry Stiller.
Wait a minute.
You know that the Hawaiian shirt, though, the drape of it, you know?
Yeah.
It looks like it might be a little snug.
It's hard to tell.
I think it is.
Buzz is a petite man, and that's a huge shirt.
Miles of fabric.
I think a good-looking Rob just standing here without his shirt on.
Yeah, let's have that back, Buzz.
All right.
Why do you favor rape?
it's a rap.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Christ.
Rob, you got to get off the roids.
Look at Buzz proudly posing for the website.
Rob will have to come in and retrieve his shirt. I guess he's not.
Are we going to get a picture of Rob without his shirt on for the website?
Wouldn't that be delightful?
I don't think so.
That'd be frightening.
That's NSFW.
Not safe for work. Wow.
Okay, Cat.
Oh, my God.
There you go. You all buttoned up now?
You know what's great?
What?
Now my shirt smells like grass.
Yes, I just mowed today.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Grass.
I love it when we swap clothes. That's lots of fun.
It is.
Next time be you and Joe.
That's lots of fun. Oh, my God.
Well,
that's
if
all
you
good.
Like the shirt, I'll send you a box of them.
Send me a box.
I shall.
I'll send you a box, George.
Thank you, George.
Nice pouch.
Okay.
Thank you.
There he goes. Well, there he goes. How about that, Rob?
How about it?
How about you, Rob Spiewak?
How about it?
What were you saying about the Starbucks?
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
You got to learn how to go with the flow on the show, Mike.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I got to teach you that, Mike. Learn to go with the flow, okay?
You know, I'm always stopping traffic.
Don't be a slave to the format, man. Go with the flow.
You know, I always have.
You know, before the show, in our pre-show meeting, we said we would do about a half-hour skit on Rob's shirt.
Well, we got the scripts for it. It was already written. That's why I thought we were going to do that first, and then we're going right into your Starbucks sketch.
Thank God you're here.
Or whatever that stupid show is. Improv.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Yes, it's you, sir.
Yeah, we have turned the show over to you.
Caller?
Don and Mike.
God.
Yeah. Dumbass.
Yes. Yeah, it's you. What? What can we do
Incredible.
For you?
Incredible.
Dumbass.
Hey, I was wondering if...
Can I ask you a question? I normally
I'm
stop.
I'm mocking you, dork.
I normally
Dumbass.
Stop when somebody does this. What were we saying that confused you? Why didn't you answer? Just like you're not answering now. Why are you not answering?
Why do you favor rape? Oh, I'm sorry. Am I on?
You've been on the whole time.
What's up?
I'm sorry, Don. I was just wondering if Rob could grow a marsupial out of that pocket.
That's all it was, wasn't
That's it?
It? That's all you had planned to say. You didn't have anything else. Are you calling from Northern California?
No, Mike. He's from the D.C. Metro.
Jesus.
You gotta stop. You gotta stop profiling like that.
I apologize. I know I tend to profile on this show. Sir, what's wrong with you? You on the telephone. What's wrong with you?
I've been working all day. I'm really sorry.
Did you think you could help?
Listen, I got a question for you, friend, because I know Mike will just be aggressive with you. And I hate it when I'm the good cop and he's the bad cop. Let me ask you. If you were walking around a hospital and you saw a couple of guys doing some tricky open-heart surgery, would you walk up to them and say, hey, guys? And right when they stopped the operation, you'd say...
Well, why don't you cut open one of the valves?
You wouldn't do that, now, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
All right, let's take it down another notch. If you saw, this is perhaps something you can relate to more in your own life, my friend. Let's say you see a mechanic working on a car.
Yes.
And he's got, there's a hot piece of equipment under the hood. And he says to you, you see him, and he's saying, boy, that piece of equipment under the hood, whatever it is, the spark plug, whatever, that's hot. You wouldn't go over and stick your finger right in and go, hey, what are you doing on that spark plug?
No, I wouldn't do that either.
Right. Or, for example, if one of the finest chefs in America, one of the finest restaurants, had created his masterpiece, his signature dish, if you will, and he was bringing it out of the kitchen, and you were sitting at the table near the bathroom door where you had been seated for obvious reasons in the empty restaurant, and you said to him, why don't you put some ketchup on that? You wouldn't do that, would you?
No.
And,
I wouldn't do that either.
And now let's bring it right down to where you're at.
All right.
Let's say that you're at BWI Dulles, whatever airport it is you work at where you clean toilets. And right as you are cleaning a toilet, a guy comes up to do some business. How would you feel? You're there doing your job cleaning the commode, and the guy comes up and just right in the middle of what you're doing, drops his pants and lets go. How would you feel? Because you clean toilets for a living. You wouldn't like that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't like that at all. I feel like he was very inconsiderate.
Very inconsiderate.
Don't you feel as though you perhaps have dropped something on us today?
Don't you realize, sir, the metaphor here is that the show is the toilet. Mike and I are cleaning the toilet. You came in and dropped a big one on us.
Oh, I hope it didn't stink too bad.
You know, that wasn't bad. He gets it. For all the crap we're giving you, literally, you know, you handle that pretty well. But
hey, listen, I have a question for Mike.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Wait, hold on a second.
He's undaunted.
You have a question for me?
Yes.
Don't you have a question perhaps for anybody else on the show besides
me? No, come on. Everybody's fair. Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Mike. Listen, the other night I was diddling with my wife, and she hit me in the head with a dildo and broke skin. How am I supposed to react to that?
Now, there you go. There, you've done it again. Yeah. Twice in one call. You know, you had the snappy little comeback that it stinks.
You know,
I thought that was mildly amusing. Then not only do you throw both of us that unbelievable, like, dingleberry that we have to deal with, but then you decide, hey, I'm going to pull out of this by making another bigger dingleberry, only this time, you know what I'm going to do? Because I'm feeling so up for myself today, I'm going to throw that one just to Mike. You understand that? That's why he is playing good cop today. Because if I was in there, I swear to
Stop
God.
Stop it, Mike. Down, Tiger.
Sorry.
For goodness sake.
I think, for God's sake, don't you understand? We're trying to do something here. We're teachers. I didn't want to get the DUI.
You know, at some point, you're going to learn this. There are those who are listeners and those who are callers. You're a caller, friend.
Enjoy the show. Really, enjoy the show at home. Or in the car with the radio turned up loud. And you know, in the office, too. Not the office. I'm sorry. Wherever you work. with the radio turned
cleaning,
up loud.
Cleaning toilets at an airport.
Mm-hmm. Bring a transistor radio.
Hello. Yeah.
Keep it in the keep it in the pocket with your name on the front of it.
Okay.
And my one earpiece.
I feel as though I'm not doing any good with, you know, because perhaps this is a slight role reversal. I can't do this as well as you can. He needs the discipline from you.
I don't think he does, Mike. I think he needs some TLC.
Hugs. Some tender, loving care. You want to hug it out with him?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Come on. How about a hug, you big retard? Give me a hug, you giant stain.
How about a big hug?
What?
How about a big hug?
A big hug.
How about a big, huge, retarded, mongoloid hug?
Well, that'll work.
Come on.
Sure.
How about we pretend we're in the movie The Other Sister? I'll be one of them, you be the other one.
How about to hug you?
All right, guys. Great show. Keep it up.
Oh, yeah.
Had enough?
Show.
Had enough, son?
No, absolutely not. I just got to get back to these toilets.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right,
it was super.
Yep.
Good job.
Bye.
Great show, guys.
Good job.
He's nice.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yes, your show is much like alcohol. It must be enjoyed responsibly or horrible things happen.
That's right.
Or people die.
I like that. Completely made me forget the last guy.
Or people die.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's a funny little thought.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Yesterday's guest, the rabbi, mentioned that Superman was Jewish and he'd been circumcised.
Yes.
How could they do that?
I brought it up yesterday, right, sir, and I believe...
You said the tight suits.
There was some sort of Kryptonian tool that was used on him.
Okay, sorry, my fault.
Okay.
All the superheroes, I mean, really, if you looked super close, you'd be able to tell, right?
Well, many of them in the comics, at least, wear cod pieces.
I've always... for whatever reason, whenever you mention that item of clothing, it makes me laugh.
I'm wearing mine now.
A cod piece.
Yes.
Like somehow it is...
covers up your twig and berries.
Somehow it's used to prevent fish from attacking you. A cod piece.
It makes you look rather eunuch-like.
It's smooth. It's almost like a cup, right, isn't it?
Yes.
Like large, an athletic support.
A large cup.
I thought it was called that because it smelled like fish.
That's the other sex, Rob.
Oh, sorry, Wonder Woman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, hi.
I have one message for Sacramento.
What?
You blow.
What did they do today?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baltimore.
No, you're not, liar. We have caller ID. Where's area code 316?
Damn.
Wichita.
Wichita.
You know, I can tell also, have you been drinking a little bit today?
Yes, sir, I have.
I could tell there was some little blip right at the end there where it was like,
let me just say, if you're from Wichita, that's like the pot calling the kettle black.
Yep.
I'm sorry to be Mr. Metaphor today. You know, Sacramento is just a big-time Wichita, dude. I got news for you. Sacramento is Wichita with a pro basketball team that's moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah, Sacramento is Wichita without tornadoes.
Sacramento cleans out toenails, I'm telling you.
No, Sacramento is Wichita with a lot more big buildings, man.
Oh, and a lot of
wicked highways, man.
A lot more stupid people.
No, there you're wrong. There you're wrong. Per square mile, as many idiots in Wichita as in Sacramento.
I'm not sure I'd want to go that far.
Absolutely not.
And I believe this man is under the influence of alcohol.
The captain and I say, no way.
Captain Morgan.
The captain. Is it Captain Morgan?
Yes.
How long have you been there? How long have you been with the captain today?
Since about 10-ish, I would say.
Not 10 this morning.
I met the captain one time.
Yeah.
The real guy, the guy in the suit.
Oh, no.
The mascot at a bar function.
The real
guy. And he was walking around and he really didn't talk much. And he also didn't pound like rum, like I expected him to. Oh.
I'm not able to stand like the captain.
I met Sunil. God, I used her like a toilet. Different captain, I'm sorry. That's Daryl Dragon.
Right.
Anyway, so you've been drinking since 10 a.m.
Yes, sir.
You have the day off today, or are you unemployed?
Well, no, I'm working.
Or are you ready for a job interview? Are you working? What do you do?
I'm a, well,
do you know?
I go out and help people. I'd rather not say what I do.
He's a superhero.
He's a superhero.
Come on, boy, what do you do, dumbass?
I'm a respiratory therapist. I go to people's houses.
Oh, you're a physical therapist. You help people with lung problems.
There you go.
And are you on duty now?
Yes, sir, I am.
Think we could perhaps give you directions to the newsroom of this station? Actually, that's a throat problem, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. Yeah, I don't think you could help me. Besides, he's in Kansas.
So you've been drinking?
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, there you go. How you doing?
Hey, Buzzy. I think the captain could help you, Buzz.
The captain?
I'm sure you're right. Yeah,
well, he tried absinthe the other day.
Yeah, it didn't help.
Are you driving right now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, that's not right.
But I'm not. I haven't been drinking a lot.
Pull over.
Oh, my God.
Pull over right now.
You've got
a
oxygen.
Little bit. Okay. All right, I'll pull over.
You could explode.
Yes. Okay. I'm over.
I don't believe you.
I don't either. I think he's still moving.
Something tells me if you turn to like Channel 8 or whatever it is, Wichita, they've got their sky camera. They've got, we've got a guy on Route 15 going backwards 2 miles an hour.
The door. Do you hear the buzz? I've opened the door.
All right. Now,
all right.
Now get out of the car.
Okay.
Let me hear you shut the car door.
Okay. I'm getting out of the car.
Put your hands on the vehicle.
And I shut the door.
Great. Now, throw the keys as far as you can.
And walk home.
But I locked them inside. I can't throw them.
All right. Oh, brother. Okay. Yeah. You're not telling the truth. If you're not going to be honest with us.
Okay. I didn't lock it in the car.
Of course you did.
I'm at the park, and I'm going to stay here and listen to the show.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm going to wait for a child to show. I'm at the park. I've been drinking since 10 this morning. I've been out driving drunk, and now I'm at a park.
I'm at the park. I don't know if I believe that you've been drinking since 10 o'clock. Have you been in a bar drinking?
No, I have a little mixed drink that I've been...
Have you been drinking it in your car?
Sometimes, yeah.
You know, dude, that's really not smart. I mean, you know, really, you're drunk, so maybe you don't get this. There's really nowhere we can go funny with this if you really are a drunk guy driving around.
I'm not really drunk. I just have a little buzz.
No, it's good you pulled over.
How close are you to home?
Probably 5 miles.
Oh, that's a nice brisk walk.
What park are you at?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, what park are you at?
It's called the Riverside Park. Do you know where that is, Buzz?
I know it well. Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wasn't that close to where we were when we were all there? We were down by the river.
Right, exactly.
You were close.
What kind of car are you driving, friend?
You were close.
Mm-hmm. What kind of car are you driving, friend?
Like a truck or a car?
It's a blue car.
Yeah, blue car.
Blue car. You got a lot of equipment in the back, like oxygen tanks and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any tanks.
Have you been drunk while you've been helping people breathe today?
Well, I'm really, I don't think I'm drunk.
What about buzzed? Have you been buzzed while you helped people?
I've been buzzed a little bit. I'm probably more buzzed towards the end of...
Well, do you often drink during the workday? And I'm not passing judgment. That's not a bad thing.
No.
We do.
Not often, but it's been, you know, a trying week, and I just thought I'd start with...
What is trying for a respiratory therapist?
I'm sorry?
What is trying for a respiratory therapist?
Oh, well, it was just a personal life thing.
Oh, your personal
life. Yeah.
Right, but dude, you shouldn't, I mean, you shouldn't be driving around when you're drinking.
Well, I swear I'm not really drunk.
Right.
Well, I bet if one of Wichita's finest pulled up behind you in Riverside Park in your blue whatever it is and they asked you to blow into something... maybe you would be.
I'm not doing that. I'm not that kind.
What do you mean you're not that kind?
Not sexual.
No, we're talking about an alcohol test.
No, I'm not talking about you fellating a police officer.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about them giving you an alcohol sobriety test.
Oh, well, I think I'd be right.
Your personal problems. Does alcohol play into those at all?
Well, Mike, you know as well as I that that's part of it.
What?
Hard to separate. I mean...
I hate the role reversal today. When I wake up in this bizarro day, yeah. Am I the only guy here? I hate to sound like the biggest pussy in the world. I don't want to turn anybody into the cops, but seriously, this guy sounds effed up to me.
You know, I'm forgetful.
He's driving around.
I can't remember. What kind of car was that again, that blue car?
A blue one.
What was the make of it?
A blue one.
What was the make of it?
what do you make of it?
What brand of car is it?
Oh.
Do you have, you get off the phone with us, do you have a friend you could call?
It's a...
Sir, listen to me. Do you have a friend you could call?
Sure.
What's that brand of car you're driving?
Yeah, I do. It's a...
You've got two different kinds
Chevy.
Of help that you're getting here.
What kind of Chevy?
It's a Chevy.
Like a Malibu or a, what is it?
Oh, no. It's a Monte Carlo like Jeff Gordon drives.
Oh, those are nice.
Like Jeff Gordon.
Oh, Jeff Gordon drives. Yeah. Yeah.
But it doesn't have 24 on the side.
It doesn't.
No.
Right. Okay. Why don't you call a friend to give you a ride home?
I know a friend who lives close to the park.
That's good. Just chill in the park for a while.
I'll chill.
Yeah. Yes, chill. Hey, maybe. Is it warm? Is it warm in Wichita today?
I believe it's about 78.
All right, you could lie down, take a nap.
Yeah.
Face down on the grass.
Just leave it off, pal.
Face down, ass up.
Riverside Park, blue.
Oh, I don't do that either.
Yeah, just sleep it off, dude.
Right.
The ass is an exit only.
Just sleep it off, please.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks. Thanks for your concern.
Take care of yourself.
You take care now.
Have a good weekend.
Someone's already started his weekend.
He knows it's Thursday, right?
That's right.
Thirsty Thursday. That's right.
Yeah. This is why radio stations don't do those stupid promotions anymore. Because I was in radio when it was Thirsty Thursday. Call and get your choice of either a 12-pack of Coca-Cola or Icy Light beer. But really, you would give away beer on the air.
Right.
You can't do that now.
I know.
Because of the whole... Why can't you? Oh, I know.
It's dangerous.
Because if they go out and do something with the beer you gave them, then you're liable for it.
You are.
That's right. Back when drunk driving was legal, though. That was a long time ago.
When it was legal.
Those were the days.
Oh, my.
All right. Well, this has been good. It's not been good talking.
It's been disturbing talk. You sleep it off and, don't drive until you sleep it off. All
really,
right?
Dude.
Okay.
I'm seriously, we're being serious here. There are enough people listening to the show in Wichita where you've probably got a couple of cruisers headed over to the park right now.
You probably want to get out of the car and like just...
I'm in a red car.
Just get whatever just get out of the car and sleep it off. You don't have any other options right now other than calling a friend.
Right.
Gotcha. I'm calling a friend.
But a real friend, not made up friends like Mike and I.
Right.
We're not your friends.
You're my real friends, aren't you?
No.
Oh, that might be part of the problem, too.
Call David Schwimmer.
we're imaginary friends.
How you
doing? Don and Mike are not my friends. I thought you were.
We are not friends of people who drive drunk.
I'm not drunk.
Well said, though.
I'm not drunk.
How close to the legal limit do you think you are?
Probably about I think I'm 0.3 away.
Can you try to give us an idea of how much you've had to drink today?
I think maybe about half a fifth.
Half of that's drunk, my friend.
Then why don't you just stop driving for the day?
I'm not driving.
Yeah, you are just like Villamil, you are done driving for the day.
For the day. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. That's a deal.
Don't want to turn the news on now and see you on the news.
I won't be on the news.
Okay.
You be careful out there.
I will do that.
A nice man's coming to help you.
Bye-bye.
Sing the song for me, Buzzy.
I can't sing today.
Oh.
You are never to blame.
I remember this is the guy that called to say that Wichita was a lot better than Sacramento.
It is.
What a terrible representative.
Sacramento. If I was in the park in Sacramento, I would be mugged by now.
Oh, no. That's not fair. We weren't talking about the crime, right? We were talking about the stupidity of the citizenry.
It would really be sad now.
Well,
if somebody found you in that park and rolled you.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, they're stupid there.
Wouldn't that be some kind of karma or something?
I'm not aware that drunks ever get rolled, Don.
Not at Wichita, Mike.
That never happens.
But I'm not drunk.
Exactly.
That's right. You're only 3/10 away from the legal limit.
That's right.
And how did you come up with that number?
Well, you asked me to give you a number.
Why don't you give us the alphabet?
Backwards or forwards?
Backwards, if you
backwards.
It.
Sure.
Okay, I have to turn
around.
I have to turn around. A, B, C, D, E.
Bam. He said he was going to give it to us backwards.
Give it to us
I'm
backwards.
I'm standing backwards.
He's standing backwards.
No, say it backwards.
From the end, starting with Z.
Z? Z? I got the first one, Z.
Incidentally, I don't do that well sober.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Nor do I.
I don't either. Z, I can do it standing on one foot.
Why don't you do it standing on one foot and do it forwards? Do the alphabet forwards.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E.
Faster.
Oops. F, G.
Faster.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Dude, you're so wasted. I swear to Christ, you're wasted. I hope a cop doesn't show up for your sake.
Well, I'm calling a friend.
Good for you.
Who is? I don't believe anything he's saying.
Who's the friend? Can I ask the first name?
Joe.
Joe.
Not your Joe.
Another
not
Joe.
My friend.
And not a female Joe?
He hangs up on me a lot. Not a female Joe, no.
Mm-hmm. All right. Listen.
All right.
We'll see you later.
It's been real nice.
It sure has.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was the case.
That was a long hang-up, wasn't it?
Dude, that wasn't the clincher at the end. You just hear that phone trying to find me. The send, the call button.
Now I don't narc anybody out, but Jesus Christ. Yeah. You know, don't be calling the show driving down the road. Find out you've had a fit of Captain Morgan.
You know, technically, I don't think you're narking anybody out. I think he's narking himself out.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Our hands are clean.
I know, it's not me. They weren't talking to me.
Well, if you really was in that park in Wichita, where's the response from the Wichita police?
They're on the way. They're not there already.
Are they on the Sky Chopper, the news chopper?
He was in Big Liver Park.
I noticed that here in D.C., I guess they've run out of names for the helicopters. Channel 7 finally got a helicopter.
They did.
They did. And because they can't think of a funny name for it, they're just calling it News Chopper 7.
Okay.
Well, excuse me, News Chopper 7. Say hello to a little guy called News Chopper 4.
Mm.
Yeah, and of course there's Sky Fox.
And Sky 9.
Sky 9.
Right.
Well, maybe they did it because there were two skies. They decided there could be two choppers.
In the chopper.
Chopper.
In the chopper. Oh, we got to hit a break. Still never told you about Starbucks across the street today. So we'll pick that up when we come right back.
Very good.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, to set up the American Idol tape here from last night, I understood what Ryan Seacrest was saying. He was talking about Simon Cowell's meat puppet.
His penis.
Simple.
His penis.
Right.
I got it immediately.
Sure.
Simon. Mike, meat puppet.
Yeah, I thought it was he was talking about a love doll.
Nope. I assume.
Like Simon might have a love doll.
Penis all the way.
That's right.
Well, here's the tape.
I hear that.
Simon didn't think he was talking about penis or love doll.
No, he thought it was about his girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
You know what? This is what it's all about. When you can say you took... Which I'm not your lip puppet, okay?
Please. Yeah. Son is born.
You know what?
We've seen his puppet. You're much prettier.
Oh!
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 Oh! Please. No, all I can say
please,
is
go ahead.
The that's payoff really works rude. For really taking a risk. It is the best feeling, and you have a
long yeah. She's so in the way.
And the puppeteer. You always seem uninterested, at least this season. You seem that way.
Right.
Maybe just me noticing that. But,
Ryan, if you're going to be obnoxious, I'm not going to answer your question.
I've only learned it from the best.
No, by being serious.
Were you...
You've already been rude about my girlfriend, so you can apologize.
She's your puppet? That's not so
No,
sweet.
You can apologize.
Ew, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Weren't you referring to my girlfriend?
Your fiancé.
No,
I was talking about something else.
Woo.
I was talking about.
I'm with you.
Did you feel like it was a good show last night, in all seriousness?
I thought it was good. I don't think everyone was great.
Even Paula Abdul goes, ew, because she thinks we're talking about Simon's penis.
Right.
Ew.
Don and Mike Show.
His meat puppet.
I'm just curious how Ryan has seen that. Maybe on their trip to Africa.
Road with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Gay, 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 gay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a... I don't think it's a gay thing. I think that it's them...
God, I think about this show too much. It's them bonding like...
Well, you know, in the early days of the show, you and I used to always speculate on the relationship between Simon Cowell and Ryan Seacrest. We always were talking about the fact that they appeared to be into one another.
Ryan says he's seen it.
And I think it's... where did he say that, Buzz? Not on the show last night.
No, on the tape you just played.
Does he really say
yeah. He said, we've seen your puppet, and it's...
We've seen your puppet.
Right.
Puppet. We've all seen your penis, Simon. Your Simon Cowell penis.
When he does his rugby dances. When no one's around and he stands up on the bar.
But it was a great little moment on live TV because for whatever reason, Simon Cowell did get a wild feather up his butt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. He got, it was kind of like fighting words. And I want you to apologize.
He's not from here.
Oh, Mike, speaking yes. of television, we just received the following email from our friend Gregory Garcia.
Okay.
Who is the producer of My Name is Earl. Hi, guys. Listen to the show. You kick ass online. That guy is definitely drunk. Hey, Mike, if you like the movie Rudy, you'll love tonight's My Name is Earl.
Wow. Okay.
I hope things are going good. Don, I enjoy meeting Bart. Take care, guys. Greg Garcia.
Thanks, Greg.
Very nice.
So, and boy, I tell you, has he done well for himself.
That's our former intern. And we say that we had nothing to do with this guy's success. He went out and got us food at 7-Eleven.
Right.
Check out his show, My Name is Earl Tonight.
I remember when we were nurturing him and
on NBC.
Talking to him, Don, about television and you know how we told him to go chase his dream in Hollywood and and really
But first go give us those hot dogs at 7-Eleven.
No. We didn't have anything to do with it. We didn't even know it. It surprised us when we found out. That guy? Wow.
As a matter of fact, our knowledge, and Greg was a good guy when he was an intern on our old morning zoo show.
Good.
But our whole knowledge of Greg Garcia was, oh, surfer boy with the coffee cake hair.
Yeah, and then the next time we tuned in, there was no coffee cake. In fact, there wasn't any hair at all.
Back in the day, he was the guy that drove the F truck.
Yeah.
It's a word that rhymes with F, and it has the station's call letters on it, and he would, in theory, ride out around and... give away bumper stickers when really he would, you know,
give away himself.
See whatever was happening.
Mm-hmm. But he's a good guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Check out his show tonight on NBC.
Very good.
Let me see. Oh, before our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, open all the time.
Oh, we're 24 hours now?
Today we are, Mike.
Oh, today we are.
Today only.
Yesterday was 11, wasn't it?
And don't forget Sunday, our blue law special. We're closed on Sunday.
Right. Closed all day Sunday.
Closed on Sunday.
Religious reasons.
Let me see. The dumbass post of the week.
Dumbass.
Goes to a guy named Chad in Spokane, Washington.
Chad.
Chad writes.
Hi, Chad.
Let me see. Yesterday when you and I were having a discussion about, I don't know, I guess it was during our talk about I'm suing this, our company CBS. I think in passing I had mentioned it had been months since we had done Elvis to Elvis or Larry to Larry and Jew to Jew. That's a conscious choice that I made. I thought that we were all doing that as a crutch too much, like 6 or 7 months ago. We're doing it like all the friggin' time, right?
Kind of a trick to make non-interesting interviews sound a little more interesting.
Right. So anyway, this guy Chad writes on our website, and this is funny. It really is. Did anyone catch Don's offhanded comment today during the IMUS lawsuit discussion about how they can't do E2E anymore?
Oh, God.
Can anyone elaborate on this? It would be very sad if we couldn't hear from the twin brothers E anymore.
Sure would be.
I love that bit. Long live the king. Then the next guy writes.
What a moron. The first guy. Hey, moron. I brought that up, first of all, and how could anyone misinterpret that?
Next guy writes,
Chad did.
Further, Freebird writes, further proof that satellite radio is the way to go for those two. F the FAA. They're censoring every little word on the radio.
Oh, you gotta love the internet.
Next guy, Major Bill writes, I'd like to know what the hell was wrong with Elvis to Elvis. Bastards. I think Don and Mike would be great at 3-7 on XM Virus.
He started the whole thread.
Right. And then, okay, here's a smart guy. Elart Palarm writes, I believe in the context of what they were talking about, And considering the E2E history of the millions of numbnuts who don't get it and say they hate the bit, and by the way, I love Elvis to Elvis, Jew to Jew, etc.
Sure.
It was a subtle little joke.
And he Thank this, you, Elert.
He writes this all in very big font. They wouldn't seriously get the one dog bite letter from corporate.
Thank
like
you.
That.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the, does that end the thread after he writes that?
No, then the, oh, there's one more. Okay. Not, what's this one? Jew to Jew. That's comic gold right there.
Mm-hmm.
Although yesterday's Gyno radio show has potential. Especially with all the house tapes.
Yeah.
God. Wow. Well, you know, that's the way it is nowadays. As soon as we say it, it's you know, dissected and analyzed.
Think about it.
Really, we're not doing highbrow comedy here.
You know, when something like that, I say to myself, was it too dry? Was it too dry? Did it sound when I said?
No.
I believe what I said
did
was.
Did you really say that? I didn't
yeah,
realize that.
Yeah, you were talking about the man bites dog, right. And that you're supposed to send a letter. I said there was one more letter when they sent us a letter to tell us to stop doing Elvis to Elvis.
Oh well,
that's what I said. That's it.
<It's> even... It was a throwaway joke.
It was not. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even call it a joke. Calling that a joke is an insult to jokes. It was a line.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, my dad.
Thank you. Right. Thanks so much. Yeah, I'd really rather not have you mention that, sir, okay?
And so thank you. Just as well.
Wow. What is wrong with people?
Wow.
Wow. Now, just so you know, I won't say that. That was the guy.
You can say what it was
the
about.
The guy was saying his dad is a teacher at Mike's kids.
Was it his dad?
Yeah, his dad is a teacher at your kid's school.
Yeah.
And then he goes out to say the name of the school.
Yeah, and it just sounded odd. It just sounded weird. And so that's why that happened. Oh, people.
People, people, people.
Got to be careful with that. And then after that, of course, the profanity when he said, F Elvis to Elvis.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. And how about the one dumb guy on our website? The FAA.
Yeah.
Damn it. The FCC.
Yes, please. Somebody will say, I'm not sure Don's right about that.
Hello, you're on the air. What's up?
Jew to Jew rocks, but I wanted to call and tell Buzz that his bung is made of leather and he is a trooper.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
You got it, buddy.
Yes, I agree with you. Jew to Jew rocks, Larry to Larry rocks, mm-hmm. E to E rocks. Not every friggin' day.
Right.
Is that lung or bung?
And I'm not leather every day. So.
Both.
Okay.
It's both. Both is lung and is bung.
You know what we call him around here? Old leather bung.
Old LB.
Tough as nails.
Where's LB Burbank?
LB? LB. Will you walk me to my car?
She's probably out of listening distance now, but I'll say. Bye, Jan.
Oh, it's over?
A weird... Oh, yeah, that's it, Rob. It's over.
Well, there's a big story.
She packed her bag. She's gone. That's sad. She's out. No, she did great in her job,
right,
and got some time off and took a couple of days to go visit her family.
Okay,
and
good.
I today had a weird feeling because she got all of her stuff together and said, okay, I'll be back. I'll see you Sunday. Mm-hmm. Everything okay? She got everything in the house ready.
Good.
And left. And I immediately reverted back to a lifetime of any time I was left alone.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, because I'm thankfully past being alone when Frida was taken from me.
Right, exactly.
So it's like she left. This is actually a compliment for her. She left. The door shut. I walked into the other room, and I thought, this is where I normally dance. Do my little dance. But then I thought, oh, no need to dance.
Okay.
Right.
You know what All I mean?
Right. Yes.
Like,
That's true.
It's, I can be the way that I am if she's there or if she's not there.
Well, that's nice. That is a compliment.
With every possible detail included in that.
If you were talking about laying on the couch in my underpants, yes.
Leaving the door open out the kitchen bathroom
when you go drop the kids off at the pool.
That she probably would let me get away with.
But you probably wouldn't do it, right?
She put lavender spray in the bathroom that's not supposed to be used.
Okay. That's the only one I could come up with.
Okay.
That was the big one for you.
Listen, I'm sure that there will come a time. I mean, I love this one. I am sure that there will come a time when she leaves and the music goes off like it does for every single guy.
Yes, of course.
Like, you know, no matter how long she's leaving for,
mm-hmm.
a day, an hour, after you're with a woman for a while,
right,
you just have to go, woo!
A break is nice. Still too new
yes.
to have that kind of celebration.
Yes.
Yeah, that's normal.
So, anyway, see you later, honey.
But, you know, perhaps, though, when you get home this evening, you might have a little of that feeling that it's kind of all about you. But then again, you're saying you behave, you're right now
yeah.
at the stage in the relationship where you can behave any way you want.
Any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
But really, things are going so great.
That's good.
That's what I'm saying. And I almost hesitated to say, because I know this would be a fatal mistake. Maybe you should think about staying.
Right.
But then I thought, oh, now that's stupid.
Didn't want her to leave.
Yeah.
Wanted her to stick around.
But then I thought that's stupid.
Right.
You say that and then, you know, then she's going to know that I care.
And it's right. kidnapping.
And I'll never get rid of her.
Here's a tip for you. All right. To just.
And of course she knows I care.
Just to get this, to rekindle that feeling. Do something so horrible that you know she would hate it. Think of something that you can do all by yourself.
Must be something.
Something that you know, really, that you really wouldn't do. But, you know, a lot of the way it sounds, like you can get away with almost anything.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking, I don't know, this is like I was screwing the housekeeper or something.
Yeah, see, but you don't have that relationship with your housekeeper.
Oh, I do. I have for years.
And but you can do that in front of her.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, all right.
We all get in together.
And that doesn't count. You know, now when we're talking about this, I'm picturing somebody online writing, did you hear Don's having an affair with his housekeeper?
Well, it's a fact, Mike, I am. With all of them, with all of the Guatemalan women
right.
that clean my underpants.
And it's fun, isn't it? And, you know, really, technically, it is Cinco de Mayo weekend. So you might as well enjoy yourself.
Every weekend in my neighborhood, Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Cinco de Mayo!
Anyway, see you later, honey. She's on her way out of town, and it's a weird feeling. It's a good feeling. I was with someone for a long time, that I was alone for a long time with bad circumstances.
Right.
Now I'm back happy again with somebody, and I probably shouldn't have even brought it up, because goddamn, if she's listening, she will turn around and come back. I didn't mean that. Really, I didn't mean that.
No, well, you good. Can't just say it that way. You can't say you didn't mean that. By saying that way on the radio, you're asking her to turn around and come back.
No, I'm not.
You have
I'm
to
not.
Tell her.
Don't come back.
I know enough about your relationship with her. You probably have to say.
Make it clear.
Don't, please don't do
please
that.
Don't come back.
No matter how you interpret
what no matter what I just said about how much I like you.
Am I right about that?
How much I love her.
Yeah.
Don't come back.
Right. Well said.
I'm finding it's odd that I'm not terribly ecstatic that you're not going to be around.
Right.
But still, don't come back.
Just one question.
Yeah.
When she left, did she take a cab?
Very reasonable, fast cab ride.
No, but once again, the woman's got no respect for time. I mean, none. Her scheduled ETA this morning, and we went round and round.
You
on
mean
this.
ETD?
Departure. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sorry, ETD.
Right.
I always get that mixed up.
I get ETD and ED constantly screwed up.
You can imagine.
Wow.
I either leave early or I have that 4-hour problem where I have to see a physician.
What was it today? So we were up like at 5:30.
Wow.
And she was saying, I've got stuff I got to do. I'm gonna leave right after morning rush hour. I thought, well, that's pretty smart. Driving all the way like past Pittsburgh to Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. She was up at 5?
Yeah, 5:15. Well, I got her up. I didn't mean to. I woke up and she was up and, you know, like a tornado going through, packing, cleaning, getting stuff ready.
Tasmanian devil?
Yeah, that's a Tasmanian devil. Anyway, the next thing I know, it's like it's 1:00 and I'm getting ready for work. And she says, well, I guess I should be hitting the road. Now, I didn't say anything to her because it's her time.
How long a drive does she have?
A 5.5-hour drive.
Wow.
Now, she got the time off from work herself.
She's going to see her family shake hands and then fall asleep immediately.
She earned the time off. I heard her on the phone with her mother at 11 o'clock.
Right.
And she said, okay, I'll see you in a couple of hours. Mm.
She doesn't respect time.
No, I love her.
She doesn't respect time the whole way around.
All of it.
It's just not being late.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's not malicious. I know people like that.
But that's a flaw. I know a lot of people. I only bring it up because a lot
you're,
of guys.
I agree.
A lot of guys have said to me, what's the flaw with Jan?
Right.
She seems to be
perfect.
Perfect. That's the flaw. No respect for time.
Man, so she said, I'll see you in a couple of hours. That's like a 4 or 5 hour lie.
Absolutely.
Well,
that's not good.
At very least.
You know, damn, that's right. The people that are late, they do that too. I just realized that. Mm-hmm. People that are chronically late, and we all have them in our families, the people that are chronically late
right.
also will tell you, we'll be by in about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 2 hours
right. or more.
But it's not really malicious.
No, that's just
it's
the way
just,
they are.
It's just conditioned.
And at one point,
oh, that drives me crazy.
At one point, I looked outside. I love this about her, but it's so Janet. Her car is outside with every single door open
mm-hmm.
and the trunk open.
Oh, no.
Because
Sandy.
She's going to be packing the car up.
Is she a little OCC with that? Is she kind of like double checks, checks, double checks?
Oh, my God. If I had to get the lecture one more time about, and lecture is a strong word.
Right.
If I had to get a reminder one more time about, okay, now here's where the chicken is. Now, you know, this is the food that Clink likes eating, and this is where I put the dog food, and this is where, don't forget, this is for the cleaning lady. I mean, really, I was given...
Right, of course.
Yeah, given a course in living in my own house
right.
for a couple of days while she's gone. But I love her for that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that says it right there. It's not malicious. That's an important
no.
way to put it, but it is.
No, she's sweet.
It is no respect for time.
You
that
crazy,
is what it is.
Crazy kids.
She's very sweet.
Her family probably, her mother in particular, probably is completely aware of that when she says a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
You know.
I'm guessing her mom's the same way.
Yeah, I don't know
maybe,
if it's genetic.
Maybe not.
I believe it is, Mike.
Really?
I believe it is. One of the many flaws of women.
Also weak arms.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind.
Longest
also weak arms.
Weak arms. So anyway, that's a weird feeling for me. So see you later, but see you Sunday and we'll go to Spider-Man and don't come back and have a good trip.
Yeah. Very good.
And I'll miss you, but don't come back. But I was in Starbucks today. We gotta hit a break. God damn it. This is pretty good too. Because it happened so fast. I was in the world's most crowded Starbucks across the street today on Rockville Pike, and a group of young girls came in, high school girls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, be careful here, boys. I'm going to go into dangerous territory.
Okay.
I am not sure which local high school these girls go to.
Okay.
But they had on the cheerleading bottoms. Like, they had on... jackets, and they had the little skirts on.
Skirts. All right, okay. So they were wearing cheerleading uniforms.
Yeah, so I'm waiting in line to get my venti, whatever the frig it is, and they're in front of me,
right.
And they break off, and one of them goes to the John. And she comes out of the John, standing there. There are two groups of people in front of me in line in the Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks. And
I like it without the S, though.
Almost like Rosie O'Donnell at Starbucks.
You go to the Starbucks.
She comes out, and she starts talking to them, and it's just the blah, 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 blah. We've not even ordered our coffee yet. It's how crowded the place is. And all of a sudden, they go, ew! Oh. And they scatter.
Mm-hmm.
And she reached down, and it was clean as a whistle. But this girl was not wearing panties because she pulled out, I swear to God, her tampon, which had fallen out
in line.
Jesus. When she was standing there with her.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
You think you are? And I don't know if everybody saw it.
I'm sure some people did.
And it wasn't, it was clean. It was clean as a whistle.
Well, that's good.
And they were embarrassed.
Sure.
And they were like,
oh. And obviously that drew attention to the moment.
Yeah, but it was so loud and crowded and so... Yeah. You know,
did it get kind of lost in the...
Yeah, I caught it, and the guy in front of me caught it,
good.
And all of the girls caught us catching it, because...
Did they immediately leave?
They all left. The four of them
yeah, okay,
just,
sure.
The four of them just,
thank,
just left.
Thank God for that.
I had to.
Thank God for that. Wow.
Never before had I seen...
Wow.
And it was just like a... you know what it looked like? I mean, I know what they look like. But in this case,
yeah,
it looked like one of those little things that maybe you would put in a toilet roll dispenser in the middle to make it smell good.
Right.
Yeah, it's not the unwrapped size. It's the unwrapped size. It's not the wrap size.
About as big as this.
Yeah,
about as big as this Sharpie.
Yeah.
And it was white.
Did she appear to be horribly embarrassed by the moment?
Like I said, sure. You would have thought that a mouse had jumped in front of it, because these four four
teenagers,
who obviously are on their way to becoming women.
Yes, of course.
Went, you know,
like kids do.
And I looked down and just saw the one girl who had it pop out go, oh my God, and reached out and picked it up, put it in her purse, and all of this happened, I don't know, within 45 seconds.
Wow.
And the guy that was standing...
That's a hell of a trip to the Starbucks.
Sure.
The guy that was standing directly to my left, I didn't even soak any of this in.
Guy so just, to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't even trying right
no,
there,
no,
were
I
you?
Wasn't. No, I wasn't.
Oh, my God.
There's no off switch, Mike.
Wow. So you do it automatically.
The guy next to me said, I guess she wasn't wearing panties.
Yeah.
And it was like at that moment, I went like, hey, wow. You're
sure right. Would but, seem likely.
But I've never heard of them just falling out.
Me I either. Never have either.
Me either.
I didn't know they could just fall out.
Wow. Like you see, if you don't put it in all the way or...
I don't know.
What does that say?
Or the right way. And
I've never really paid attention to that.
What the frig is the string for? Don't you tie the string onto something?
That's for...
I mean, I know the string.
Wow. So did you still order your coffee?
It was delicious.
You got it quicker, right?
Absolutely.
You got your coffee quicker after that. You would have had to wait. That probably saved you about 15 minutes.
Four people in line immediately moved out of line.
Bingo, baby.
It fell out.
Wow. Go.
I'd like to call out.
Well, you know what? Perhaps there had been cheering practice.
I do not
I'm
know.
Thinking with all of the gymnastic activity that goes on.
Jumping.
Perhaps something jumping especially.
Yes.
Or, you know, I've watched the cheerleading competition.
But she's the one that had just gone into the John. So I
so
think
perhaps
she had just gone into the John is what I was surmising. And she had just
maybe the plane had a tough time hitting the...
popped it in and...
You know, the hook on the aircraft carrier.
Right.
Just, you know what I mean?
Just come falling out.
Exactly.
Boy, that's a tough thing for guys, though. I'm surprised you didn't run out with the rest of the kids. Ew!
Like the kids in the shower with
was it a tile floor?
Yes.
Did it make kind of a plastic sound when it landed?
Mike, it was so loud in the Starbucks, you know, with the music and everybody talking and everything. But
and obviously so loud that, you know, you and this guy were
only able us.
To enjoy the show.
Wow.
What a great show.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Well, I got up there and I said, you know, I'm thinking today, cherry.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I'm a cherry-flavored coffee today.
Hope the kid's doing well. Because you know that had to be back at school and all that crap.
Wow.
You
know? That's why I'm glad I have a camera phone, Mike. You'll be seeing it on TMZ later today.
All over the internet. Internet!
All my upskirt shots.
Jesus. Wow.
It is a lot to absorb.
Man.
Okay, that's all I had for you.
Hit him again. Harder.
I know when we come back. Savannah Sampson. My God, is she a hot as balls porn star? Have you seen her?
I have not seen a picture of the porn star.
I bet you've seen her movies.
I'm sure I have.
She is going to be on the show with us in a second to talk about, I think, the New York Opera.
It's another one of these porn stars that's branching out.
What is the deal? You got it? Thank you, Johnny. Hold on. Here it is. Savannah Sampson reviews opera for WNYC in New York City.
That's nice.
Well, we'll have to ask her all the questions as to how she got this gig.
And Buzz, if you don't mind, do that search.
I'm on it.
Let's find some of those movies, because I know that She's been in some of my favorites, including Surprise at Starbucks. This is not the best coffee I ever ordered.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We arrived here to learn from American politics. As I'm at the range interview with party official from ruling regime.
We are good friend, Boba, yes?
I hope so.
It is a custom have a cheese at the staff.
Thank you.
My wife, she makes this cheese.
Very nice.
She make it from a milk from her...
Oh, God.
Just very average. Don and Mike.
Baby! Baby! And the rock and roll!
No! No! Kelly Clarkson! No! Faggot.
Oh, stop it.
Who he?
Who's she? She is Savannah Sampson. Oh. Buzz, what movies have we enjoyed Savannah Sampson in?
She's appeared with Jenna Jameson a number of times. I'll get the titles for you, but right now I just wanted to get you a picture of Savannah
Sampson.
Let's
take a look.
So you can refresh your memory.
Oh, my God.
I've seen her in Jenna Jameson movies, absolutely.
Yeah. I'll get the titles.
Wow.
Well, here she is now. Hey, Savannah.
Hi.
Oh, hey, wow. We were just looking at a picture of you, Savannah.
You are right now?
Yes, we just had to look at your picture to realize that we've seen your films.
Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty. How many, roughly how many have you done there, Savannah?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because, well, I'm contracted to make 6 movies a year with Vivid, but what they do sometimes, they'll take the scenes and put them into compilations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not very good with math, so 6 times how many years have I been doing this?
Okay, that's okay.
You've got a lot of movies. A
lot of films.
A lot of movies.
A lot of movies.
And,
at least 25 movies.
Wow.
At least 25.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just trying to get the picture out of my head right now.
That's okay. You can have the picture. It's good.
I'm sorry. I know we're going to talk about opera and things like that, but
sure,
are yours real, Savannah?
As real
as I want them to be. Okay, that's fine. I understand.
My movies, I put so much into my movies, and I want to be as real as possible. It's all about chemistry. Sometimes you're with a partner that's just there for the money, and I hate when that happens.
I was actually asking about your boobs.
Oh, my boobs.
Yeah.
They're not real.
Well, it's a nice boob job then, because, I mean, they look kind of real, at least. The picture I was looking at, kind of a side shot, it looks like the job was done very well.
Well, thank you. Yes, mm-hmm. I didn't want to be too big because I take ballet class, and, you know, as it is, you know, with clothes, I still have to, you know, get a little bigger size and have everything else taken in, so.
Yeah. I could listen to her talk about this for a while.
Hey, not to make it all about somebody besides you, but I know that I've seen you in films with Jenna. And I was wondering, what the frig's going on with her? Because I saw her, like, a picture of her at a red carpet event.
Oh, yeah.
And her face looked like that lady in New York that had 1,000 plastic surgeries.
Are you friends with her, Savannah?
Yes, I'm friends with her. Yeah, she gets stuff done, you know, little lips here and there. But...
Which lips? just a joke.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah. A good joke.
But no, I think she's beautiful as she is. But it's hard, you know, it can be very addicting once you start doing all that stuff.
Well, she's lost a hell of a lot of weight, too. I mean,
she's so tiny. I saw her the last time in January, and I was like, girl, oh my goodness, she's so thin, you know. But she said she's working out like crazy, and she's happy, so.
All right.
So which do you like more, Savannah, opera or porn?
Ooh, I guess I like opera better.
Really?
I mean, porn annoys me sometimes.
Well, how so? How does it annoy you?
Okay, I love what I do while I'm doing it, but, you know, to see myself out there and being naughty and all those things is kind of, you know, bothers me a little bit, you know? Mm. But not while I'm doing it.
Okay, so you actually like...
You know, so...
You know, that, you're a good girl, though.
Yeah.
That's how you finish a scene.
Yeah.
I'm not staying on the street, and when I see it, I'm like, oh, I can't believe that's me. If I behave like that.
Daddy Likey.
You get kind of lost in the moment when you're doing that work.
I did. You know what? I'm good at what I do because I'm real and I'm totally into it.
Oh,
and
I know.
To have this attitude afterwards, I don't know why.
I know what I'd see in you, and what? I swear to God, I've got this at home. Buzz, you bought it for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, really? The secrets of TFing.
The secrets of...
Yeah, we have to use words.
Yeah, we have to have letters.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the T word for breasts and the F word for intercourse.
Oh, so you know what? That sounds like one of those compilations I was talking about.
Right. So you right. do, say, six films a year. Buzz has put another picture up on the screen here. And you're very relaxed in that picture.
Yes.
Right. It's just kind of hanging out.
So you're in Secrets of TFing.
Yes.
you're also in... Oh, some of your own movies, Savannah Takes Control.
Yes.
Savannah Scores. You, mm-hmm. I've seen you in... Mike, have you seen the movie Poker?
No, I mean, I probably have seen her, but it's tough to nail down the the titles.
No pun intended. Nail down. Anyway, that movie Poker, I've seen listed as one of my movies, but I have no idea what movie that is. I don't think that's one of my titles that... was originally went out there.
So you make like six movies a year. You made a total of about 25, and then they can just do what they want, and your money. You don't get any money for like the compilations, do you?
Well,
I mean, they pay you. Do they pay you a flat fee or what?
No, I was not so smart, and I didn't realize they did that at first. You know, so, but I do make my like. I said, how can I share in the success that I bring Vivid, and so. I make a residual. So after so many pieces are sold, then I do make some money. So.
Were you offended by Don Imus?
I'm sorry?
Never mind.
I just didn't hear you.
No, it was a bad attempt at a joke.
But I could have laughed if I understood or heard you.
No, I don't think you would have.
Oh, really?
See, a lot of porn stars don't get residuals. I mean, that's pretty rare, isn't it?
No, I think so. That is rare, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what are you doing for radio station WNYC? You review operas for them, right?
Well, no. Tonight, what they're doing this whole week is the Tristan Mysteries, and they're talking about Tristan and Isolde, the Wagner opera. And it's a four-hour opera, and... there's a love scene in it where it's just so much passion between the two of them, and they take the love potion. And what I'll be talking about is like where I hear like the sex in the music, and why we respond sensually to opera and to music. And
you know, the opera crowd and the porn crowd, you don't see them at the same cocktail parties together.
You know what? You'll be surprised.
Yeah,
I
really?
Go to the opera and. You know, here I am dressed up. I'm not expecting at all. And somebody will always come up to me and say, Savannah, I just want to shake your hand. I'm a huge fan of your work. And it just goes to show you that all sorts of people watch.
Oh, see, on that side
opera.
Of things, it wouldn't surprise me if, like, a guy who was into opera maybe came to...
It's the other way around.
The other way. The porn people, like, by and large, I mean, it would seem to me there wouldn't be a lot of that going on, you know.
Well, what's crazy is, you know, in life, we use up our soul, and we want to replenish it in things like opera and porn and things that stimulate us.
Do you have a boyfriend, Savannah?
I have a husband.
Oh, you're married. All right.
Here's why I ask.
Is he industry?
Not looking.
No.
Okay.
No, he's actually a wine merchant, which is how I've made my contacts in the wine world for my wine. You know, I have a wine.
I like you even more and more. You have wine?
It's Fess Parker, Mike.
It's Fess Parker.
My wine is amazing. I have Roberto Cipressa's my winemaker. My wine comes from Brissette Family.
I don't want to do anal again.
Just and that grows.
All right, they deleted that out. All right,
and
here's her wine. I don't want to do it there again.
Parker gave it a rating of 91 points.
Wow.
So it's getting a lot of recognition in the real world.
My question was going to be with your husband. He must be very cool if he's not in the porno industry. How does he feel about his wife doing the degenerate things that you do, my lovely?
No, you don't understand. I was not in the porn industry until I met him.
Oh.
I did my first movie as a wedding present to him.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's...
So even if I don't enjoy it as much as I do, I make it up more to tell him, like, how wonderful, because I know he'll be watching and he's my worst critic.
So you get...
He's a rare breed.
Did this happen...
Wow, I guess so, Savannah.
Did this happen after you got married?
No, I got married... No, I did my first movie as a wedding gift. So I did my first movie in France, yes, with Rocco Siffredi. It's called Rocco Meets an American Angel in Paris. And that movie was nominated for Best Foreign Film. I was just going to do this one movie, and then it just, I don't know, I went to the AVN Awards, I saw the Vivid booth, and I didn't think they would ever offer me a contract because I live in New York. And... I don't know. The next day, they offered me a contract, and
I have to say, I'm fascinated by you meet your husband to be, and as a wedding present, you do a porno for him because he came to you and said, "I want you to do." Did he push you into it?
Well, I'm a people pleaser, so there's probably not much I wouldn't have done for him, you know? I don't know what I was thinking.
Did he mention it casually that he'd like to see you in a porn, and then you decided you were going to do this?
Well, at first, I was appalled at the idea, really, because I thought that he wanted to have it documented so that, like, he would, you know, run around and cheat on me or things like that. That was my mentality.
Okay.
But the more I started to watch, the more I got turned on by the idea, and... I don't know, I just, you know, because of him, I've just opened up so much sexually, and I have so, like...
You guys thought I had the lucky stick with Janet.
It's a great place to be, really.
Place for your husband to be, really.
This conversation is turning me on, and everybody in our listening audience, I know that. We've had a lot of porn stars on the show, but there's something about this conversation.
Yeah. Pretty good.
It's working, wow.
So when's the next time you're making one of your fancy movies?
Oh, gosh, let's see. I started my own production company, and my first movie is coming out in June.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Any Way You Want Me, and it's one of those virtual pick-and-choose positions.
I have some of Jenna's movies like that. I love that.
Yeah.
That's real good.
With my movies at Vivid, because they're so scripted and everything, like, the director will say, Savannah, stop looking at the camera. But every once in a while, in every scene, I let my eyes roll to the camera because I just need that little connection, you know, with whomever may be watching.
Can I tell you something as a connoisseur of your industry? When I'm watching a film with a gal loving up a guy, I don't necessarily like her looking at the camera as if to say, hey, look what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
Guys like that, though.
If it is a one-on-one, though, like if the interactive, like with Jenna, where it's like a loop of her doing a million different things over and over again.
Uh-huh.
There, if you're just looking at the camera there.
Yeah, are you saying it speaks to you?
That's perfect.
Sure. Yeah, well, this one, it's not so direct at the camera, but, I don't like to... every once in a while, you'll see my eyes flash with the camera, so...
You know, this thing with the WNYC, where you're doing the commentary for the opera, it just would seem to me that, the whole image, even though you get people that come up to you and say, I love your work, I would say that the tight asses that are involved with opera would be this would be just tough for you to be able to come onto a radio station like this. How did that happen?
It all started with the book of 30 Porn Star Portraits by Timothy Greenfield Sanders. The editor on the book, Jordan Schaff, the producer, used to write for the opera, and when I was going to go see the Rakes Project, but I went to California to be in this book, and I missed it. So I said to him, I'm missing Rakes Project for this. And he was like, what? Like, he was shocked that someone in porn would even go to the opera, you know? And so I guess just through him, I met the attorney of the book. And next thing you know, I've got a whole world of people around me that are... you know, building my brand and working so positively with me. And
we'd like to build your brand. we would, darling.
That book you're talking about, there's a special on HBO about the making of that book, isn't there? Yeah, I've
Thinking
seen it.
Triple X, yes.
Will you be doing any road tours at all?
Yes, I do dance, you know. You have to look at my site, University of Savannah, for my...
Yeah! 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 Wow.
We'll check it out.
Yeah.
Baby, good luck with the opera.
Yeah, and, you're pretty fascinating there, Savannah.
And we'd like to have you on again sometime. And our best to your husband.
Thank you so much.
The luckiest man in the world.
Wish me luck for tonight.
Oh, you'll do great. Right, you're a natural.
Good luck. You'll do great.
Thank you.
And I hope that you have a happy ending like you do in your movies.
If I'm lucky, I do have a happy ending.
Thank you, Savannah.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Guys always like it when girls are the cake.
What a nice woman.
I can't identify what makes that a different porn star interview, but there was just something about her manner,
her
everything
IQ.
About
First
it.
First off, her IQ is over 50.
Yeah, that's true. And then the whole thing, it really kind of froze us all
with the husband.
With the husband, because we're all just going, what? Yeah.
It seems to me she's a little different than, say, Mary Carey. Maybe it's me.
Yeah. Rob, I'll tell you the only difference. Mary Carey's boobs are real and you know it.
I know that's true.
That's a fact, Jack.
I love wine and opera.
Honey, here's your wedding present. Put on the DVD.
What? Is really wonderful.
Wouldn't you love to be at the opera party, the post party? You know, like at the Met where she comes walking in.
If you really like her, part of her is available on the internet for sale.
Oh dear, it's one of those things. See, do you see this thing he's showing us? Where she did the mold, the body mold.
Oh, is it her butt?
Battery's not included. Well, it's more.
Is there
than that.
Is it her butt or the other?
It's everything.
All of the above.
Yeah. So it's like a
it's everything attached to an electronic remote control.
It's a
right.
Plastic remote fake genitals
latex
of her.
Likeness.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, how did you enjoy that interview?
I thought it was brilliant.
What does it look like, Rob? From this distance, it looks like two loaves of bread.
Oh, God. Everything food with you.
Pass the butter.
Everything food with you.
I said, with me?
Oh, my God.
Okay,
wow.
Thank you, Savannah.
Big bread.
Baby.
Boy,
right.
She's nice.
Very nice lady.
Yeah, you got me that movie, Buzz. That came out in 2004.
Well, I jotted
the
down.
The Secrets of TFing.
Good, I'm glad you enjoy it.
Boy.
I jotted down her new one, Any Way You Want Me.
Keep the secret.
From her own production company. Buy a bottle of her wine and watch her movie.
There she is, sideways. And she has been.
Any Way You Want.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Spider-Man, he can talk to fish underwater. When he turns green, he grows in size. His clothes rip off from kryptonite. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. He's my favorite member of the Fantastic Four. His utility belt is really cool. His airplane is invisible. Spinach makes him super strong. Shazam! There goes the Spider-Man.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Spider-Man.
Why do you favor rape?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. On their backs and covered in baby oil. Here's Don Geronimo and Michael Bell.
Dongo!
Everybody happy today?
Is everybody happy?
Well, guys, halfway through the show,
Not
yet. Well, and what is there to discuss about American Idol?
Other than our crushing disappointment that your prediction of Blake's demise was inaccurate?
I don't mind. I got them both wrong last night.
Mm-hmm.
Mike was 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, however, I refused to take his calls last night.
Good for him.
Because here's the thing. When you see a dog in a race, and every single week, for 18 weeks...
I knew you'd take this tactic.
You say... That dog's going to lose the race.
But what did I say?
Incidentally, before you go on with this, can I just say you gave me more credit. I picked...
You were 50-50.
No, I picked Jordan and Blake going home last night.
I thought you... No, you didn't. Oh. You picked the Justin Timberlake guy.
Did I say that?
I think you did.
You did?
Okay, then I was 50-50. Because you said you liked him, but you were going to be sorry to see him go.
Okay.
Right. All right, very good.
Right, I had Justin and the guy.
Oh, that's right. You were all about Blake going home.
Right.
You're right. Okay, I was right half the time.
And again, what's wrong with America? I'm watching the playback. You give love a
Bad name.
Let me offer this.
What?
I think...
Stop talking like our lawyer.
I really do think that the judges have much more significance than we give them credit for.
Sure.
I think that Simon can personally almost guarantee it. There are people out there that pay attention to what he says, and I really think he just nailed the nail in the Phil coffin when he said, "You're going home."
But
I wish if you went back and you looked at how many times he said that.
He said it before. Though.
I know he said
it
before, but
always right.
He's not always right, but it happens a hell of a lot of the time. And I think they were giving him a rave, and then Simon just went bam.
Okay,
and
it
negated what Paul and Randy were saying.
I'll give Simon Cowell credit for that, for saying that.
Right.
But Rob Spiewak, ever since that guy Phil made the show.
Right.
Every week, Rob says, you say, who's going to get voted off? Phil, the Martian guy, the bald guy. Every week.
And it's because of the look, right,
but
Rob?
You don't like the look. I don't like the look, but take that out of it. I was the only one who guaranteed Jordan Sparks was safe.
Were you really?
Well, I don't remember that.
Of course not.
But I thought it was the classiest, without question, the classiest departure song I have ever seen on American Idol.
Yeah, it was good.
When Phil sang that song. I mean, I thought he did a fantastic
job.
And
I loved when he got back on the mothership and went back home.
I will miss him. I really will. I thought he was the most improved contestant. I thought he was getting better every week.
I'll tell you what, I will miss him. I will miss the call every week at 8:22. Going, God, this guy sucks. I can't believe
why
this guy.
Why did you hate him so much? He is creepy looking.
But what about it's a singing competition, Rob.
No, it's not. It's an entertaining competition.
I hate the beatbox boy. I hate him when they
did you see how smug he was when they were eliminating him from, being voted off? And you saw him with that little, with his bad nose, that little smirk that he has.
Doesn't he know that other pretty little fancy dandy lad has much more chance of selling records to the mindless teens of America than him up there with his, you give love.
And did you want to throw up when they said they were best friends?
Yes.
You're right, they're BFF. Right. You know what BFF means?
A different BF.
Yeah, it means butt effers forever.
Oh.
That's what BFF means.
But America falls in love with anyone who does the pantomime of playing a phonograph record.
Yeah. And because the judges are hyping him, too.
Yeah.
He's the judges' favorite contestant. I don't like him much.
No. Well, he's got to be the next out. It's got to be all the girls.
This is the time in the competition when you have the weird stuff happen. This is now when you're going to have maybe the surprise. And God, I feel like I'm just a promo voice for this show now. Yeah. We like this show so much it makes me sick. I was going to say, oh no, I'm not saying it.
Say what?
It's terrible. I sound like Ryan Seacrest.
Say what?
I was almost going to say, this is why you have to vote.
Shut up!
I said I didn't want to say it.
But you know, they do.
Oh, yes, it is.
They have a chance of writing the course of the show because it's disco week this week. They're going to have one of the Gibb brothers. I don't think it's Morris because he's passed. But it's Boogie Night, I believe they're calling it.
It's Barry, right? Barry's going to be the other Gibb.
Oh, he's the best-looking Gibb.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the lion mane hair?
I think so, yeah. Barry.
Barry Gibb, who bought Johnny Cash's house and then it burned down. At least that's what I heard.
That's right. They bought it and he won't go to visit now because it's all burned down.
Because it burned to the ground.
And the other thing, it pains me to say this, but it's the truth. Ryan Seacrest is getting a lot better on that show. Like when he came on at the beginning last night and he said, hey, no filler tonight.
Yeah, that's great.
He might as well have said, don't bother turning in until 8:25 and 8:55.
He has, I think, cemented himself as, as a very popular guy. I really think that he's gotten better on the show. He's better this year than I've ever seen him before, and it's because he brings a little of it, more than he did before. Better looking, Rob.
I should bring in a tape. I should get somebody at K-Rock in L.A. to run us a tape of his radio show, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard that as good as he is on TV...
He's that bad on radio?
He still is the same as when we used to goof on him when he was on Star 98.7.
When he's super jive-ass all the time.
Hey, good morning! How are you? How's it going? Hey. How about that idol?
60 people around him at all times.
That's good.
Yeah, he's got, I think, the coach would be the sports guy.
Rich Gilgallon?
No, just another generic coach, Mike. No, I take it back. It's Craig T. Nelson.
It's the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
That guy's got Captain Chuck or whatever the guy's name is up in the helicopter.
Right.
He's got the chick, of course, the chick sidekick.
She said. He's got the support crew, the full support crew.
He's got like the four or five frat boys that sit in the corner and pretend that he's... It's almost like the Rick Dees thing, the same thing, except Ryan Seacrest is a little hipper than Rick Dees. Like, if he says something like, you know, he's made a joke, including the phrase, going down, you know, you would have a room full of people going, ooh,
oh, controversy. Ooh,
crazy.
Did you notice that Simon laughed a little too robustly when Ryan made his later joke about the serious relationship with his girlfriend? When it was a throwaway comment, and we know Simon is he's very, very serious about his girlfriend, and then you see Simon do something he never does.
Really laugh.
Guffaw, yeah, to the point where you knew it was phony. It was a little bit disturbing on that show. But now it's anybody, I mean, really anything can happen, I think.
Don't you feel you're missing out yet, Buzz?
Not exactly, but I do like hearing about it. And what are we going to do after Idol's gone?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What do we do with our televisions? I mean,
Powers Booth.
Well, but then Powers.
That's,
the,
no, I'm going.
He's
going
to be gone.
That's when we all drink the Kool-Aid and fly on the spaceship because all of our favorite TV shows are gone.
Drink your Kool-Aid. Come on now, hey Ryan Seacrest. Go on and sleep with him again.
That's the problem with TV, that they cram all the good stuff into the 1 month when they have the sweeps on.
February, May, November.
Yes, thank you, Buzz. It's 3 months out of the year. Yeah. This is one of those months.
Right. And then after that, they will be throwing on the summer replacements.
That is, it's like according to Jim on every channel.
Right.
All year long.
Or George Lopez.
Maybe a good chance for everyone, Don, to go out of doors.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a suggestion. Jesus Christ.
Oh, hey, you know what? About going outdoors. When we read the Craig Wilson column from USA Today yesterday about boys being boys.
Boys going out of doors.
I saw on one of the morning shows.
The Today Show.
That's it, right. Thank you, Robbie. The guy that wrote the book. The guy that wrote that book about letting... the book is called Dangerous Toys for Boys, or How to Make Boys Dangerous, or... Right.
Boys and Their Dangerous Toys.
Something like that. Anyway, no wonder Craig Wilson raved about that book yesterday in his column in USA Today.
Why?
When they had the guy on the Today Show, it's like, so he's doing the...
Is he Truman Capote-like?
No. Although I've got to say, I really have a hard time going past that whenever that's on Showtime now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, even though I've...
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Even though I saw it in the theater, and I've seen it on Showtime in its entirety, maybe three times, I still stop on it every time.
What makes you stop on it? Is it something that you really like?
He's so goddamn sexy.
Philip Seymour Hoffman or the original Truman Capote?
Yes.
Come with me to my club and we'll sit in the back room.
You know, the thing about Philip Seymour Hoffman, he was an actor and he was playing the role, but, I mean, if you're old enough or if you've seen the old footage of the real guy, I mean, the real guy really sounded like that. It was just like,
yes, I'm really happy about you.
The best place to check him out is the movie Murder by Death. I guess it's like from 1980 or so, and he plays a crazy millionaire in that, but you get a good look at him and his voice.
At the real Truman Capote, you mean?
Yeah, he's in that. It's
Did the guy have any qualities that were Capote-like in this book, when you saw the interview, the author?
No, not at all. He's British.
Okay.
I guess the point of this...
That's a little gay to start with.
The point of this is that they're saying it's a book to get kids out of the house and to let boys roughneck and be boys and to say, for instance, what's one of the chapters? Right. Now, I don't care how advanced your child is. You know, meaning advanced, meaning that your child, maybe you could pry them away from the TV or from the Xbox for 10 minutes to go outside.
Right.
No way you're going to give them a book that looks like King James Bible. And the very first chapter is how to build the perfect paper airplane.
Oh, okay. It's one of those books. Yeah.
My dad gave me that book. Mm-hmm. The next chapter would be, how do I set this book on fire?
Right. There you go.
Really, but it is so...
And is it designed for kids? Is that what it's designed for? Or
Here's what it is.
Designed for adults to, you know, deal with their kids?
The guy really hit the nail on the head when he said it's really for divorced dads. And dads that don't spend a lot of time with their kids.
Right.
And if a dad would take 2 hours to take his son to the movies,
mm-hmm.
instead, he should take him in the backyard and show him how to make the perfect paper airplane.
One of those books.
Yeah.
All right. I might set it on fire, too, then.
Total crap.
But he didn't sound
in the old way.
Yeah.
Well, you know what he did? Because he had that British faggy way of speaking.
Yeah.
Yes, how to make the perfect paper airplane.
And about the British, can we find any footage, seriously, that she's hot as balls, the Queen Mother?
She's not the Queen Mother.
Well, I like calling her that, but you know who I mean. Queen Elizabeth.
The Queen Mother has passed.
Okay.
Yes.
Queen Elizabeth, can we find any stock footage of her that does not have a swarm of African bees surrounding her? It appears that all of the stock footage we have of Queen Elizabeth was made on a very hot day when there were just tons of bugs around her.
See the picture in the paper, I think it was in the Washington Post this morning, where she's getting her official portrait done by Annie Leibovitz.
Right.
And, oh, hotter than balls. I mean, and she, I guess, is she landing today?
She's in Richmond, Virginia.
She's in Richmond as we speak. Yeah.
Welcome to our soil.
What a bad place for her to go.
Richmond.
Yeah.
Rob, do you know any good places that she could hang out? You know Richmond.
I know a couple bars.
How about Gangs Dominion?
Take her up to Gangs Dominion.
She goes to Gangs Dominion.
We have a tower there, too. Does she think that's the capital of the country?
No, it's a whole Jamestown thing, I think.
That's so she still thinks it's the capital of the country.
I think it's really like a historical deal where she did it years ago and she's doing it again.
But every bit of footage, I'm not kidding, that I saw today was obviously shot in the summertime.
Right.
Whenever she was here last, however many hundreds of years ago that was.
Right.
And surrounded by bugs.
Well.
And then they had another guy saying,
where were they swarming?
Right around her vagine. A queen vagine.
A queen vagine.
Man, the whole thing about, it's almost like Tom Cruise rules.
Right.
Where they said, you know, don't look at her unless she looks at you.
Right.
Don't talk to her unless she talks to you. Do not attempt to touch her.
Women should wear a day dress. That was one of the instructions.
Was it really?
And I don't know any American woman that would know exactly what that means, a day dress.
I remember another rule I heard was that you're not supposed to say to her, pleased to meet you, because it's assumed that you're pleased to meet her.
I heard that one as well.
And right. That's screwy.
And you should not touch her. If she does extend her hand, kiss it.
Lick it.
Suck it.
Grip it.
Bite her fingernails off.
Rub it.
Suck the royal hand.
See how many of those bony fingers you get in your mouth at one time.
Wow. Your royal majesty? Yeah, your royal majesty.
Oh, God damn.
The queen. And, of course, there is the segment of the population getting all a tither about her arrival.
Right, BFD.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the real song or just the music?
Just the music.
Just the music? Any chance you got the real song?
At home.
Fox. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I got a football question for you, Don. A rules question for you.
Sure.
I'm watching my brother play Madden the other night, and he almost takes a sack in the end zone for a safety with no time left on the clock at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
My question is, if you get tackled in the end zone with no time left in either the first half or the end of the game, you obviously get the 2 points for the safety. My question is, do you have to kick to the other team?
I would think that the clock would be suspended at 0.00, and you would get one free play for the free kick for the punter to make the pooch punt.
And then if the guy runs the kickoff all the way back to the end zone, then you get another touchdown. 6 points.
Right. But I would guess it would just be a one-shot deal.
That would be the rule in the NFL, in the real NFL, right? Not just the game. And I mean, try to keep it accurate.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, but I've been asking the question to some other people, and they think that it's not like an extra point where you automatically get an extra play.
Here it is. Here it is online. It says that in the event that you score a safety with no time left on the clock, you get to suck the queen's hand.
Suck it.
Suck it.
You're mocking his question.
And then watch your tampon fall out.
Trust me, that won't happen.
That would be an old, old tampon, wouldn't it? God. It's like a roll of quarters coming out.
Oh, man. The royal pad.
Hello, Dr. Mike Show.
Think we will rock you?
What?
Do you think she'll sing We Will Rock You?
Is that from? Is that a Naked Gun reference again?
No. No, it's because she's the queen, Mike.
Oh, Queen. I missed it. I'm sorry.
God, you missed the funniest joke.
I know. I'm going to get online and talk about him.
Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello there.
When the queen approaches you, she will extend her hand and then gently grab it and suck the first three fingers.
Suckle her knuckle. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello, Dynamite.
Make love to her cuticles.
Suckle her knuckle.
Suckle the knuckle of the queen.
How you doing, my lad?
Hello, my love.
Mike, you're Star Spangled Banner. Yeah. Absolutely. I thought you were Frosty the Snowman.
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
You were just so white and cold like you pooped in your pants. You suck.
Oh,
I'd
get out of here.
I'd be better than that.
Yeah, well, why don't you try it, buddy?
Let's hear it.
Why don't you try it? Let's hear it.
Satan, you
see. You suck.
You had no soul.
Hey, Carla. Carla, what do you think of this guy?
I thought he sucked.
There it is. Yeah. The definitive word.
Sorry. Bye. Mike's girlfriend has spoken. Hello, Donna. My oh, hold on. Larry had a question for you.
Why do you favor rape?
Hello. Don Mike Show.
Hi, Mike. What's up, guys? Why are you guys coming out to Vegas?
I believe on July 32nd.
Okay, I'm not one of your little Virginia cronies who's going to go, I'll go home and look that up on the calendar, Don.
Right, dumbass. Okay, the answer is never. How do you like that? That's the answer, never.
Okay, well, that's fine. I was just calling out from Vegas. Thought you guys might want to. I mean, I know Mike likes to gamble, so I was going to ride him to the casino I work at and teach you guys how to play.
Look for us in the big pool at Tahiti Village.
Tahiti Village. Oh, right next to Roseanne Bar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
I don't get this. Were you asking if we're going to come out as the show, or are you asking if we're going to come out individually?
Well, you guys come. You guys travel to Atlantic City, so I was wondering when you might come out to Vegas. I mean, there are a lot of deals from the East Coast to Vegas. I thought maybe, you know, yeah, let's take a little hopper on your 4-day weekend or, you know, 9-day trips or whatever and come out. Because I deal cops at one of the casinos, and I know Mike.
You want to give the casino a plug? Go ahead.
Well, okay, Wynn Las Vegas.
Wynn, the new one.
Steve Wynn.
The new right,
so
one.
So you're there.
I kind of didn't want to give it a plug because of all the problems we're having, but that's fine. Appreciate it.
This is the idiot you want to get on there representing the club, right?
What problems are they having?
Problem.
They are taking our tips. The management has decided that we make, as dealers, too much money, so they've decided to take a portion of our tips and pay our managers a part of their salary out
is
of
that,
our tip.
Is that done at other casinos?
No, we're the only one that does it. It's actually against the law, but somehow it got circumvented.
Well, then why would I want to come out there? If you want to go to a place where they're ripping off the employees...
Well, no, I don't want to. I just want you to come out there and hang out, play cops with me, and then we'll go to a real casino and play cops together. That's all.
What would you consider, even though you work at Steve Wynn's, what would you consider a real place to be?
Caesars.
Caesars?
Yeah.
What about one that starts with the letter B?
The Bally's?
No.
No, try again. Oh. Try again.
Think I'd try you.
What?
Bellagio.
Yeah, what about that place?
Bellagio's nice, yeah.
That's
MGM. Nice.
What about Rio, the Venetian, Mandalay Bay, Harrah's, all the fine casinos in Las Vegas?
How about any place that doesn't smell like armpit? And I would categorize Steve Wynn's place because it's relatively new. I've not been there. I would think it doesn't really smell of armpit.
I think you're right that it doesn't smell of armpit. However, one August trip when I was out walking just outside, it smelled of something else. That's
ass?
A little lower.
Smell
than
of ass?
Yes. In fact, it was a sewage smell that was odd. Do you remember when it had that sewage smell all around that place?
Oh, yeah. I do remember. There was a sewer line that got broke.
It was brand new, and it was absolutely, and it was 110 degrees, and it was horrible.
All right, well, dude, listen, sorry, I didn't mean to give you a hard time. Didn't know if you were asking if the show's coming out there, if you're one of those guys like, hey, are you coming out to do a Las Vegas-style show?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I've never seen one, but that's cool. I've heard about them. I mean.
As a dealer, are you like a better player? I mean, do you know any secrets?
there aren't any secrets. You're either lucky or you're not. I mean, I've won a lot of money with a little money, you know, a couple times. I'm not going to say a lot, but I mean, it's happened.
Would you let me and Mike cheat?
Would I let you and Mike, as much
yeah,
as
if,
you could?
If you were dealing, like say before we were going to go out for a drink, one drink, incidentally, yeah. if you'd let us come to your table and, you know, help us win.
I'd have to get the whole crew in on it, but that'd be no problem.
That'd be true, because Don, you'd go over to another table,
yeah.
And you'd get that thing that you have strapped to your leg, where you signal me.
Oh, like in the movie Casino.
In craps, it's a little bit easier, to be honest.
Cheat in craps?
Have you ever helped a guy cheat?
Have I ever cheated for somebody?
Yeah.
For $80? Yeah. I mean, it's not been a lot. I mean, it's happened. But I mean, if my boss approves it, it's not really cheating, is it?
It's the employee
right.
of the month.
That's right.
So hold on, how does a boss in Vegas approve of cheating? I would think that the house always wins, that the boss would not do anything that would give anyone else money.
Right, but what you got to understand in dice, when you let someone, we call it take a shot, and you know, for $10, if someone wins 150, they're not going to immediately leave the table. They're going to stay and gamble it back.
True. Oh, so
You let them take the shot. You let them think they got one over on you. Now, pick it up and leave.
Oh, wait. So this is fascinating. Hold on a second.
What you're saying is
you let them take the shot. What do you mean by letting them take the shot?
Okay, you throw up a $25 chip and you mumble something, and I say bet. The dice land on 6-5, land 11. I, you know, because we're in cahoots, I can say it was a $25 yo. And then,
you pay even though technically he didn't make the bet.
Correct.
So you give the guy money.
Hello.
You help the guy cheat to win because you think that he will then turn right around and redeposit it.
Lose more.
Correct.
Would you do it with a $200 yo?
That'd be a little bit difficult. Yeah,
would you do it with a $1,000 yo?
Couldn't get that on.
Don't have the balls for that, do you, Ocean's 11, huh?
are we meeting somewhere for my cut afterwards, or what?
We're meeting at Denny's, where we always meet.
Denny's, and then, of course, we'll talk about our scam in front of the fountains at the Bellagio.
Because that's where we stay. It don't smell like ass.
You know, I'll tell you, though, you mentioned Caesars, and I've never stayed at Caesars, but I hear it from everybody.
Really?
And I hear it all the time. I really do.
Whether it smells like ass?
No, that it's the best casino to go to. I'm not giving them a plug or anything. It's just that's what I hear. A lot of people say, as far as the casino goes, that they've done very, very well out there.
I am not kidding.
We've done well there.
Yeah, we won there, but really, didn't we? Wasn't that one of the places we were out there? We were like...
Well, yeah, it was a little scary.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The feeling was gangy.
Caesars Atlantic City or Vegas?
Caesars Vegas.
Vegas?
When Rob and I were at Caesars in Las Vegas, okay. We were scared. There were blacks there. Lots of blacks. Okay? And we're white, okay? That's what it was about.
$30,000 yo.
A yo.
How about a yo?
Yo.
What exactly is a yo? Because I don't know what the hell a yo is.
Yo!
It's an 11. It's 6-5 on the dice.
Huh. All right. And it pays, what does it pay?
15-1.
Ooh.
All right, dude. Well, listen, thank you for the call. The show's not coming out there, but if you leave your number, I'm sure Mike will call you the next time he gets out there.
Yep.
All right, cool.
I'll bring Wayne Newton's drummer over.
All right, sounds good.
We'll have a good old time.
Bye-bye. Keep cheating at Steve Wynn's.
That's nice.
You're the one that said it.
You said it, pal.
You're almost as dumb as the guy that was driving drunk today
right.
and called in and told us where he was.
That's right, because you know what? When you're representing a casino or calling and you work at a casino, don't you kind of think that eye in the sky or the tape on the phone that they're following you everywhere?
How long has Wynn been hiring the retarded? Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
yeah, okay. All right, thank you for the call.
All right.
Hey, hold on. I almost forgot to ask you. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Can you believe that Matt Lauer was in Dubai this morning?
No. I can't believe Matt Dubai was in... Matt Lauer.
Matt Dubai. No, you had it right. Matt Dubai was in Lauer.
Hi!
Lauer Arabic.
Where is Dubai?
It's on the Gulf of... it's on the Persian Gulf.
Right.
And it's that town where they're like building these incredible cities where they've got the palm tree shaped islands.
I've seen all that today on
but
TV.
But geographically?
Because that's in the world, where in the world he was.
And I believe it is right smack dab in the middle of very close to where all the trouble is. Where in the world? Where in the
world is not my world? Why do you favor rape?
It might border Kuwait, if I'm not mistaken.
Now that you mention it, I think when they had him up on top of this world's tallest hotel and they were showing the beautiful beaches, you could see oil rigs and stuff in the background.
Yeah, yeah, that's how they got all their moolah.
All right. So it's the King of Siam type place.
Can't wait to find out where he's going to be tomorrow.
Steve Wynn.
Because Friday's always the best where he's going to be. He'll be at Steve Wynn's going yo on 6-5.
And getting paid.
Yo.
From the retarded guy that cheats.
Okay, it's time for...
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Or a commercial.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The latest from Steve Wims.
There are ways, subtle ways, that we can keep the odds in our favor. But I'm talking about more forward-thinking methods.
Well, I'm sure you've got a whole prospectus on the subject, right?
As a matter of fact, yeah, I do. For instance, I can tell you right off the bat, the wallpaper's not going to cut it. It's too uplifting. I would suggest going with some more muted tones.
Wallpaper.
Yeah, and personally, I think the cocktail waitresses could pop another button or two. Myself, I wouldn't hire anything less than a suit cup. You know what that is?
No.
It's music, to be sure. It's pleasant, non-intrusive, but recorded at a subsonic level is a mantra. Blues. 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 We're just skimming the surface, Shelly. We really need to talk.
The Don and Mike Show. Shelly. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I keep forgetting Alec Baldwin was in that movie.
You're going to play the Alec Baldwin tape?
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Shelly.
Why do you favor rape?
God damn it.
I don't know.
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh, Don! No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there.
Oh, wow. Oh, Shelly, I love that character. Shelly. I forgot that's what his name was. Shelly, you going to break the model of the new casino?
He was a stand-up guy in that movie, Casino.
He was.
Alec Baldwin.
It's the way you and I would run our casino, isn't it?
Goddamn right.
You know?
We'd be having that temper tantrum, stomping on the model of whatever new playground they wanted to build where the Don and Mike Casino was.
You know what?
Don and Mike's Tahiti Village.
You know, in that particular movie, I would see you as Shelly, and I would be the guy that goes to the crap table. And gets the guy mocking him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which is, I have watched that scene. It's really, if you saw me doing it, you would be disturbed by it, that I go back and forwards on it when the guy laughs at him at the craft table.
Here's another scene from the cooler.
My point is, you don't f*** with paradise.
Come on, Jesus, Shelly. Hey, we're not trying to f*** with it. We're trying to make it better.
How? Nikki, how are you going to make it better? It's perfect just the way it is. It's the last of its kind. It's pure. This is a mockery.
How is it a mockery, Shelly? It's right out of the movie.
I mean, well, nobody calls him on the fact he's got a girl's name.
Shelly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, this is Chad. How you guys doing?
Hi, Chad. What's happening?
I just have a quick story to tell you. Back in 98, and I was about 12 years old, the movie Hope Floats came out, and I remember I was going home one day, and I was with the carpool, and my mother and father never let me listen to you guys, because they said, Don and Mike, you know, better not get you listen to them. Anyhow, I was on my way back from school, and the movie Hope Floats had just come out, and I remember you, I think it was Mike, no, Don said,
Can I just stop you for a moment to say, I love, whatever the story is, I love it. When's it coming out in book form?
You was raised right, that's for sure. They should have let you listen to us.
Well, I...
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Anyhow, Don said, so does crap, and that's more entertaining. And I went home that night, and I remember my mom asked me how my day went, whatever. And I said, yeah. I said, Mom, that Booby Hope floats? She's like, yeah, honey. I said, yeah. So does crap, and that's more entertaining. And she found out that I had listened to you guys, and she was so mad.
I have only one question for your mom.
Why do you favor rape?
What, Chad?
My pops, he just kind of shrugged it off.
Bye!
Yeah, bye-bye.
Remember that time, Mike, that I said that thing, and then you said that thing, and then we all said that thing, and then the mom said that thing?
Sometimes I wonder how long people wait to share those stories with us.
You remember that time?
Why do you favor rape?
Larry.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was wondering if anybody saw Meredith's skirt fly up today on the Today Show. They were talking about the Today Show earlier.
Ooh,
wow. No.
What about the vagina?
Vieira vagina. Boo. Oh, God, I bet it's pretty.
No, I bet it is.
I bet it's
okay.
I bet it's pretty.
You two can have it. Thank you.
It's very pretty and very put upon.
That's right. Yeah, I'm a curry vagine man.
Oh,
just kidding.
You know, that would be like, it'd be like curry food.
It's not Natalie Morales. It's the one from California that comes in occasionally. What's her name? She's also the substitute.
I don't know. She's just another piece of ass on that show.
Yeah.
You know what I
exactly.
saw? You know what I saw sitting there the other day?
Oh.
Was old Amy Roadblock from Sky Fox.
Really?
She's in the rotation now of hot ass babes that are on the Today Show.
Really?
After 9 o'clock in the morning.
How is she looking?
Hot as balls.
Still hot.
Really?
Good for her.
Oh, hot as balls. Let's put this on the website, please. DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's talking about the fact that my girl Brittany went up on stage and did her lip syncing, and
you gotta love this.
She's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
How about these topless photos? There you go, Mike. Here's my girl Brittany.
There she is.
Yeah.
There she is.
Little minx.
She's a naughty girl.
Just don't let that wig fall off your head, baby.
Naughty girl.
Well, I can say. We'll have the pictures up at DonnaMikeWebsite.com of Britney Spears with her. Her hands over the business area of her boobs.
Yeah. With flowers.
Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah, flowers.
Yeah. I don't know if she had flowers or not.
I don't know.
I'm embarrassed that she did that.
I don't know. Do Donna Mike like breasts?
I don't know if they like breasts or not.
But they could have taken the breasts from them.
Yeah, Larry.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Joe. I wanted to ask Mike or Don.
This is not.
Hi, Joe.
Not Joe. It's Don and Mike. Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Welcome. Hi.
Happy to be enjoying you.
How you are? Live call. Live call. This is
call live.
Live caller. You are unscreened. Hello.
Yes, I wanted to know, or I wanted to ask Mike if.
Wait, hold on a second. Don just said we're both here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
why didn't you say I have a question for you?
Well, I just woke up right now. I'm sorry. I just woke up from a deep sleep listening to you guys.
Okay. Fair enough. Most people are.
Anyways, hey, you guys.
Anyways, what not? Anyways, what not? What?
Habana. Did you hear about Orlando Cepeda? About him getting busted with a little bit of herb and a little bit of two.
Yes, and point being?
He's hanging out with Keith Richards.
Really?
Dumbass.
Let me explain to anybody who doesn't maybe know. This guy, Orlando Cepeda.
That former big league ball
former
player.
Former big league ball player. It was in the sports section today. Was nabbed with some drugs.
That's too bad. He's a really old former ball player now.
But what does that have to do with Keith Richards?
We'll never know.
Oh, dear God. Oh, the humanity. Oh, dear God, the humanity.
He fell back to sleep.
I'm starting in left field. Keith. Richard!
Hello, me. I took the swing, but I missed it. He was throwing me the high cheese.
Now, that's a softball game I like to play. Us against the Stones, we'd kick their asses.
I think there's absolutely 100% chance that we would beat them. However, they might be in better shape.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Dubai is located in the United Arab Emirates.
I know that. What countries is it near?
It's just south of Iran.
Pardon?
Just south of Iran.
Thanks, Buzz. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Howdy. Hi.
Man, I'm
fantastic.
What? Phone up breaking must take call another person now. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, radio up too loud.
Dumbass.
Lots of violations today.
Just forget it, all of you.
Dumbass. Dumbass.
Why do you favor rape?
Because of our listeners.
Why do you favor rape?
Because of our listeners.
You I like rape.
I do too. But only if it involves our listeners.
They are fun today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. John and Mike were just talking about the movie The Cooler.
Oh, God.
John and Mike were just talking about that. They were.
And I was in that movie as it was being filmed, and the scene that they were talking about at the fight at the craps table, I was.
Would you like to, would you like to talk to John and Mike?
Yeah, sure. Don and Mike, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And you want to talk to them about what?
I want to talk about the fact that I happened to be in that movie, and I watched the scene being filmed that they were talking about at the craft.
All right, hold on. I'll put you on hold. Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
And your first name? And your first name, please?
My first name is John.
All right, John, hold on, please.
John, please hold for Don and Mike.
On the phone now, a man who was molested when he was a child. Here's John from Sacramento. John.
John, tell us about your problem. What happened with your molestation? How did it happen? You were touched when you were a kid?
Very often.
Can you tell us about that? Because that is what we're talking about right now.
Well, I was trying to get in, but as you were talking about the scene at the craps table in the movie The Cruel.
Whoa, wait, I'm sorry. What's on our screen here.
We are talking about molestation. I thought that you were cleared as a victim of molestation.
No, that wasn't me.
No, you have to go out and get molested before you can call the show.
Call back when you're molested, please.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Get right on it.
Take care. Take care. And good luck with that movie career. Shelly?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
No. No more. No more.
Dumbass. But,
no more. Okay, no more. No
why
more.
Do you favor rape?
I've already told you why. I have already told you, Larry. Do you have those tapes of Larry last night?
Yes, I do. Plenty.
Are those worth hearing?
Yes.
You know, he did have his big 50th anniversary postponed because of Virginia Tech show last
was
night.
Was last night the night?
Last night was the beginning.
Yeah, Rob's shaking his head.
Last night was just the beginning, right?
Last night was an hour one-on-one with Katie Couric where she interviewed him. Right. Tonight is the two-hour pop culture special.
Oh, God.
But they did take last night to promote his new DVD, and he kept calling it tapes.
You like my tapes.
It comes in three tapes.
Oh, God.
I was curious how you would describe your interviewing style.
I'm intensely curious.
Oh, no,
God,
no,
not
no.
Again. It's the same answer every time.
Curious.
God, I'm intensely curious.
Curious. What's that?
Oh, that's the standard pat answer.
We're talking with Radio's Michael Mara.
Hi.
You were, you guys, you're asking your listeners if they're molested. Molestation is bad, right?
I don't know, Larry. I don't know if it's bad or not.
I'm curious.
I'm intensely curious. That's great.
I'm curious how you would describe your interviewing style.
I'm intensely curious. I have no agenda. I've never gone into an interview saying, "Boy, I'm going to kill this guy," or "I'm going to praise this guy." I've gone in trying to learn. What I've tried to do is ask short questions. I leave me out of it. I don't use the word I. The sun is hot, right?
I don't use the word I.
Not much. Learned that a long time ago on radio.
Right.
Yeah. I too.
Excuse me, when he was answering that question, he used the word I.
All the time.
Yes.
Of course he did, Mike.
I don't use the word I.
You're not
he used it twice.
Yes. You're not supposed to notice that.
Nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
Damn, these phones are going crazy today. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Joe or am I on the air?
Why do you favor rape?
You know, it is a guilty pleasure. Why don't I keep answering the phone?
It's addictive. It always has been. It's our drug.
Every single call should have been aborted.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a question for Mike, actually. It's for both of you guys. But Mike, are you a Patriots fan? I know you're a Red Sox fan.
No, I'm not. I was raised in Hartford, Connecticut. I went south for football. Was raised a Giants fan.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you guys can both relate to this, though. Today, I guess a video came out of Tom Brady walking around in New York City with a Yankees hat on. Now, Don, I mean, is there a hat that if Brett Favre wore that would offend you?
Dumbass.
Huh? Like yeah. Bears hat, maybe?
If he had this hat on.
Why do you favor rape?
Then that would offend you.
If Brett Favre had that hat on, I would be offended.
That would offend you. I would tell the you know, this guy that in Boston that they could make that into a super big deal.
No, right. Not... Yeah, they could if they wanted
but it's a
it
hat.
Is a big deal. But I mean,
no, no. Hold on. It would be a big deal if he had on a Chicago Bears hat or... I mean...
Well, here's the deal. At the Brett Super Bowl, the first time, hold on a second, the first...
he's a football guy who had a baseball hat on.
The way,
in New England, though.
But the thing is...
Nuts about our
hold on, team. Hold on, calm down. At the first Super Bowl reception that they had, when they had the big party in the square up there, the fans, at a celebration of the Patriots Super Bowl victory, the fans at the rally started yelling, for no reason at all, Yankees suck. That's the mentality. You know what? I got to say, if people do get pissed off at him for that, the whole Yankee thing, and they're writing about this in Boston too, is getting way the F out of hand. And when this guy, I think it's Shaughnessy that wrote it. I don't really like the guy. He wrote an article about the fact that because of that, it's now watering down the rivalry because it's just too much. It's too much. Hey, Yankees suck. It's really, I mean, yeah, we all hate Yankee fans. I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, it's the rivalry. And they make too much of a big deal.
I wouldn't care what Brett Favre had on his hat. Really? Mm-hmm.
Did you see the whole video, sir? Because in the end of the video, Tom Brady was sucking the Queen's hand.
Yeah.
A very special memory.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello. How's it going, Don and Mike?
Hey, how's it going with you, my friend?
Good. I just wanted to give you another reason.
How about that effing Tom Brady? God F him.
Damn you, Tom Brady. You'll be sorry, Thomas Brady.
Frick. You and your hot as balls stripper/model girlfriends.
You know, I tell you, Don, it ain't the hat, but what did he travel there for in the off season? I understand. What's he doing on the streets of that city anyway? He ought to stay in New England where he belongs.
New York.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Okay, what's up?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hey, just want to give you another reason to hate Sacramento.
Well, are you calling from Sacramento?
Yes, I am.
Mission accomplished. That's right.
That's reason enough. Thank you for the call.
Very good.
All right, we'll hear Lay King's 50 years in broadcasting. When we come back, Rob has highlighted the following cuts. Larry speaks on suspenders. Larry's tough childhood.
Uh-huh.
Larry and the Lamb Chop.
Oh.
What made Larry into Larry.
Oh, get ready for the puke fest.
And Larry and Anna Nicole.
Oh, yeah. She was a blonde. I really liked her a lot.
That's right.
I'm intensely curious.
I'm curious why our listeners keep calling when we keep shutting them. Really, I'm totally confused. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, totally left field question. How much do you think Geico pays Burt Bacharach to do that commercial? Do you guys have any idea? You know what I'm talking about, Burt Bacharach. You can't miss that commercial.
Scale, dude. Scale. Same thing as Little Richard. Same thing as Peter Graves.
How do they get him to do a commercial like that?
By paying him money.
He's Burt Bacharach. What the frig else has he got going on right now?
Dumbass.
By the way,
why
something.
Why do you favor rape?
And by the way, something. Why you care?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things I've always wondered.
Thanks for burdening us with it.
Although, I don't...
Why do you favor rape?
Jesus, it's like a theme show.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. And they've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Oh!
Da-da-da-da-da. It's the BME Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
Just so y'all know, that it's a time that we'd be going to the Buzz News Hour.
Right.
And because of Buzz's voice, sounds like what I imagine Jenna Jameson's love canal looks like.
Gelatinous?
Yeah. We're just cutting back Buzz's workload.
Very good.
Slightly.
Just a scotch.
So stand by. Right. We'll have to do some comments with Buzz.
I've seen him sucking on his puffer today.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully that's working for him.
Yeah.
Steroids.
Yeah, Morton Anderson.
Sucking on his puffer just like he would suck on the Queen's hand.
Suck it.
Suck it good.
So while Buzz continues sucking, we will continue talking, and then we'll have the news with Buzz in our next couple of segments.
Hey.
But just know that we got the time, Buzz.
Yes.
Just get well.
I will.
So you feel well.
I appreciate the break.
Get very well. Tomorrow on the show, among other things, hints your husband might be gay.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Alex Cooper, who's got a book coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Robert the Mailman back from Thailand.
Oh, he said he's going to come in wearing one of his Thailand suits.
Cool. And I think tomorrow we're also going to finally do our Regis is back bit.
Oh, he's back and better than ever.
Because, we watch Regis every day, mm-hmm. and since he's been back, this is not a gag, both Mike and I were watching the show today, talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He had the surgery 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They dress him up in a jogging suit today. For an experiment about how you can walk healthy?
For heart health. It just seems 6 weeks after open heart surgery, maybe not the best thing for him to be doing, running around the streets of Manhattan.
He's got him doing a lap around the building.
Yeah, his producer, Michael Gelman, is trying to kill him.
Anyway, that'll be tomorrow's show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Larry King, let's see the tapes. Let's start these.
Oh, boy, is that that's the word. Lucky. Paul Newman said to me once, anybody who's successful, in any business, who doesn't use the word luck is a liar.
I use another word. It starts with F, though.
That's right.
Very close. Very close. You want to hear what made Larry into Larry?
Oh, of course I do.
This is all part of the big circle jerk last night on CNN with Katie Couric.
How much is he loving this, do you think? I mean, this is, he's just walking around fully every day.
And it's his, what they're saying is his 50th anniversary in broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really kind of cheap because he's not been at CNN for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was a gopher / bookie when he got his first job 50 years ago in radio.
Bookie,
right?
A gopher bookie down in Miami.
That was the job, right?
50 years in broadcasting. Lucky.
Lucky's a boy.
Lucky, yeah.
Welcome back to Larry King Live, celebrating 50 years of broadcasting for Larry. And
For Larry.
God.
That's so gay.
I agree.
Let's talk about what made Larry Larry. We talked about what makes Larry Larry as an interviewer, but what made him as a man. You grew up in Brooklyn, and I know you recently went back to your old neighborhood.
I went back to the house I moved to when my father died. My father died when I was 9 1/2. And we moved to Bensonhurst because my mother's sister lived there and she helped get us an apartment.
What was it like going back there, Larry?
Well, I've taken my kids back to show them where I grew up. They say you can't go home again, but with Brooklyn, you can.
How can you not make fun of him? How can you not make fun of this whole, I'm a native New Yorker.
Yeah. I took the kids back. I bet they enjoyed that, too.
Guys like me and Billy Crystal, you know, real New York guys.
Right. Take a look at this, kids. This is it. We had no running water. It's right here in Bensonhurst.
Would you say you had a tough childhood?
No. Tough from a financial standpoint. When my father died, my mother had me and my brother, who was 3 years younger. He was 6 1/2. I was 9 1/2.
Marty.
My brother Marty Zeiger.
Martin Zeiger.
These are people we've talked about for years.
We have been obsessing on Larry King for our entire career.
I don't know which tape it is, but, you know, she starts to ask him about all his kids. Do you know he has a kid now that's 50?
Wow.
Which cut is that, Rob?
One of them about his family. I don't know. There's 100 cuts. I lost them.
Okay.
But right. You know, they range from 3 to 50.
To 50.
Father died suddenly.
Of a heart attack.
Of a heart attack.
He was just 44.
Yeah, he had no money. So we were on relief. Now it's called welfare. We were on relief for 3 years. New York City bought my first pair of glasses.
Oh, there it is again.
And yeah. Exactly when did you make up that you were friends with Sandy Koufax? Lay King.
Lay.
They had to give you a slip. The relief inspector gave you a slip, and you go down to Bush.
Hold on, he wore underwear?
Gave you a slip.
A slip. I didn't know Larry wore a slip.
They gave him a piece of paper, Mike.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
14th Street, and it was a wire rim. Now they're in. Yeah. Now, then they knew you were poor. But we were poor and poor.
Hey, Rob, just tell me something on this particular tape. Does he ever mention that now he's incredibly rich?
I don't think he does.
No, right, let's move on.
New York City, bought my first bag on there.
Do you still miss your folks?
Every day. I talked to my brother a lot. We missed him. He doesn't remember my father too well. He was 6 and a half. I remember my father. I remember his voice. But I think of my mother every day. Because
I remember his voice. Hey, you frog loser. Where are you? Stand up straight.
Get outside and play stickball.
She was so thrilled with what happened to me and what... It was just, she was in Miami the last 8 years of her life. I was on radio and television. She went to the butcher shop one day.
She went to the butcher shop one day.
You could dock the tape.
She went to the butcher shop. There it was, in the case where the meat was, a human head. I'm sorry.
It was my father's.
No, I'm not.
It was my father's head.
It was his head. And we went on relief after that.
You like rape?
Hi. Miami's warm, right?
Why do you favor rape? I came over for dinner at her little apartment. She lived in the same building as Don Rickles' mother, Mel Brooks' mother. They all...
Oh, God. That's why...
Name dropper.
And that's why he probably got his mother an apartment.
Name dropper. Jesus Christ. Okay, let's do some more Larry 50th anniversary.
What is the advantage of having viewers call in your estimation?
It's always been part of my shtick. I did it years ago on radio in Miami. I think it just adds to the flavor of the show.
What? Is your shtick to take phone calls?
She's like he invented it. Like he could be anywhere without it.
Who's he? He is Howard Stern.
Just brings in a nice
added
dimension.
Sometimes with callers.
Oh, yeah, but, well, the caller has to understand something. When a caller comes on, no, it's serious. You can't go on forever. You can't make a speech because you're a part of the show.
The show.
And when you come on, I have to judge you. Is this a good question? I've got the same job as the letters to the editor, page editor, in the newspaper. He doesn't print every letter. And if a letter comes in that's 7 paragraphs and he likes 2, he's going to edit you. That's what it is.
I don't agree with him. I think you should let the callers go on and on.
We break that rule. Yeah, we broke it today.
We don't give the callers a hard time.
Robbie, I can't find the thing about the family. I got, it's
too familiar.
Lucky, Long Lasting, Suspenders, Stephen Colbert, Jay Leno. He was loved by Nancy Reagan.
I don't know that.
Any idea?
I don't.
We have some celebrity questions tonight. One is from Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report.
Oh,
and
nice.
As you might expect, it's a question of sweeping scope. Stephen asks, Larry, you have conducted thousands of interviews over the years. Tell us about them. In an hour.
There's that laugh. You've perfected that laugh, too.
When did you first start wearing suspenders? Are they truly functional or basically fashion decoration?
I started wearing them after my heart surgery in 1987.
Right after he came on our show and had a heart attack.
That cadence is the answer to every question. Larry. You grew up in Brooklyn.
I grew up in Brooklyn. Didn't have a lot of money. My father died when I was 9 and a half.
You made up, Sandy Koufax.
I made up Sandy Koufax. Decided it'd be a good thing for my show. Really wasn't getting much ratings. Decided I'd make up a fictional relationship with a superstar baseball player.
You wear suspenders.
I wear suspenders. I wore them after the heart attack. I wore them after the day we had the heart attack, yeah.
You always see to say dem, D's, and does.
I started doing that after I got out of Brooklyn. I stopped doing it, then I started doing it again. It's where I'm from. It's what I like to do. It's talking about me. It's Sean. It's a 50-year-old kid. It's a string of lies.
And they look good, and all I had to hear was a couple people call in and say, that looks good, and so I've been wearing them ever since. So they are a fashion decoration.
That looks
and
good.
They do hold your pants up better. By the way, I wear them with everything. I wear them with jeans. I like them.
How many
them.
Pairs do you have?
Probably 100.
This closet smells like ass.
Probably 100.
50 years in broadcasting. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you, Katie. I'm thrilled that you're doing this.
Well, I'm thrilled to be sitting here. How does it feel being on the other side?
Weird.
It does?
No, weird.
In one place for here at CNN 22 years. And now to, you know, see how
I got 100 pairs of suspenders. They all smell like ass.
Yeah, Brooklyn. Poor. We got relief.
None of them have been laundered.
Welfare.
They're all that stretchy material. They're all cheap.
Cheap Larry.
Cheap Larry.
We wanted to mention that there's a DVD of the greatest interviews available online, and a lot of people will enjoy watching this because it really will be a walk through history.
We had a lot of fun putting it together. He's
got right there. At the
we had a lot of fun putting it together. Went on relief, New York
City.
Three
different tapes. We have world leaders and celebrities. It covers so many bases. And what's added to it is I put at the end of each tape personal reflections.
Oh, yeah. Personal reflections? Did they charge more for that?
On the tape.
What makes a good guest?
Good question. Four things.
Oh, here we go.
You want passion?
Yeah.
An ability to explain what they do very well.
Yeah.
A little bit of a chip on their shoulder and a sense of humor. Hopefully self-deprecating. If you have a sense of humor, chip on the shoulder, explain what you do very well, and passion, you're a great guest. If you're a ballet dancer or a singer or a president, Sinatra had all four.
The same themes again and again and again.
You know, Katie, I would have put my finger anywhere Frank wanted.
Would you love to hear that?
Anywhere. I mean, Francis, Knuckle City.
I would suck his knuckles.
Suckle his knuckle.
In a second. Frank came to the door, had a bathrobe open, nothing on underneath. One thing led to another. Okay. Wonderful Larry.
You know, the problem is that a lot of these are like 8 minutes long, so we're going to have to cut these.
Do you think he keeps the same tone for every answer?
Yes. We'll cut these down and we'll get back to you.
In fact, it was so bad about the fourth or fifth break. They're going back and forth like this, and Perot says, "You're a liar," right? And I go, "We'll be right back." And I got to sit with the two of them. And
what was that like during the commercial, by the way?
I talked about the weather. We made a rule that nobody could come in and talk to them during the break, so no aide could come in and help. Anyway, now...
What is this about how he changed the world by having Ross Perot on TV?
That's right. You remember.
All right, enough of that.
You're a liar. I thought he was talking to Larry.
Would you say that sports figures are among your favorite guests?
They are my favorite, because I'm a sports freak. The first thing I turn to every day is the sports pages.
Who won at stickball?
Where's Sandy Koufax pitching next?
George Will, the wonderful writer, told me once that he's such a sportsman that if the headline in the Washington Post was George Will's secret sex life revealed, he would first turn to the Cub Box Squad.
Larry.
Bravo.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
But the fact is, how could George Will ever have a sex scandal? Huh? Have you seen the guy?
I've seen the guy. He's a troll.
Why do you favor rape?
Rape was around when I grew up. A lot of it. Always. New York City. Bought my first pair of sunglasses. Eyeglasses, not sunglasses.
Weren't you raped with a pair of sunglasses?
I'd rather not go into it. Traumatic experience. You got to remember, I was a kid in Brooklyn. But after that, I was intensely curious.
Do you remember your father's voice?
I remember my father's voice. My younger brother, Marty, was 3 years younger. He doesn't remember him very well. And my mother in Miami lived in the same building where Don Rickles' mother, Shelley Berman's mother, Myron Cohen's mother, Shecky Green's mother.
And Spider-Man's mother.
And Spider-Man's mother, Superman's mother.
Batman's mother.
And at the top floor in a penthouse, the Thing's mother.
Ben Grimm.
I went to the butcher shop. I'm sitting there, it's a human head. It's my brother Marty, who I cannibalized and made up another brother. Because he was better on the TV.
Oh, Christ.
I'm the greatest man in the world. But there's one word, lucky. That's what they used to say to me on the street corners in Miami. Hey, Larry, you want to get lucky. And if you had the right amount of money in your pocket, you could.
Wonderful.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
How's your voice? It's a little better today.
Yeah, boy.
A little better today. Yeah.
You got to talk to be on the radio, right?
Right.
Are you taking your steroid cream?
Constantly.
Very good.
Is it the cream or the clear?
It's both. I'm rubbing it all over.
Oh, the cream and the clear there, boy. Buzz Burbank, accomplished newsman, having a bad throat problem, yeah. Toughing it out,
right.
Working through it.
Swinger.
And he's going to give us one of them newscasts there, boy.
That's right, Larry.
One of those really ones are going to knock us on our ass.
Mm-hmm. These Devin does.
Yeah, there, boy. That Buzz Burbank from Wichita.
That's right.
The town you love, Wichita. It's great to see the Duker again. going to wow us there, boy, with the news of the day.
Going to try.
How about that news of the day, Buzz?
How about that?
Yeah. Because I'm intensely curious.
You are.
Thank you there, Katie. Now, undo my bathrobe.
Oh, no.
Let's go to the butcher shop.
I was curious how you would describe your interviewing style.
I'm intensely curious. I have no agenda.
I'm intensely curious as to what you're wearing under that there dress there.
Yeah, boy.
What's under that dress there, Katie, there? I like them young, baby.
These Devin those.
Oh, Katie came over to the house the other night. And I absolutely destroyed her. I sucked on her knuckles. Boy, we had a good time there, boy. Sucking on Katie's knuckles. Wow there, boy. That was serious fun.
You suckled her knuckles.
I suckled Katie's knuckles. She liked it. She enjoyed it. Rubbed my back as I was sucking her knuckles. And I gave her a free pair of one of my 100 suspenders that smell like ass. Yeah, there, boy. Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, Christ.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Larry King.
You made me laugh so much, I have a gelatinous throat. I didn't take that amusal.
Be careful.
I did not.
Oh, yeah,
there. Yeah. Boy, you're funny. You earned your money today, Mike.
Gelatinous vocal cords. Yeah, it's kind of tough. I've had them my whole career.
When we come back, we'll go to Buzz's News.
Yeah, there, boy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's a word from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come on, it's time for the news now.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Come and lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We get to Buzz's news now. Hope Buzz is feeling better. We'll soon find out. Buzz brought to you tonight by eDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamonds studded earrings at eDiamonds.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com or call 1-800. Hi, love. Good night.
Hi, Don and Mike.
There it is.
Hi, Buzz.
How are you? As it turns out, as of today, he's not just the decider anymore. He's also the commander guy. President Bush, who tends to use technical terms that go over most of our heads, dumbed it down yesterday on the topic of who's in charge of the troops and the war. After referring to himself as the decider last year, Bush told the Associated General Contractors of America yesterday that, quote, I'm the commander guy. In context, it went, the question is, who ought to make that decision, Congress or the commanders? Well, as you know, my position is clear. I'm the commander guy. Time magazine ranks Bush a little lower than that. In its annual list of most influential people, Time excluded the President of the United States this year in favor of names like Tina Fey, Justin Timberlake, and Rosie O'Donnell. Senate leader Nancy Pelosi also made the list. Oh, and breaking news today, by the way, Homeland Security has ordered a step-up of security for Barack Obama. They say there's been no specific threat, but for some reason today they chose to step up his security.
Great.
Oh, and one of the in show business today.
Why don't they announce that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. That, don't you feel like I do? You announce something like that and you make people, you put that in people's heads.
Like, why would, if it really was like a Secret Service thing or government thing, why wouldn't you just shut the frig up about it?
You know, whatever your politics, he's one of the guys that, you know, seems to be generating an awful lot of hope in people.
Could be president.
It's a little strange.
Might be a warning.
What did my neighbor say to me the other weekend? I guess this is last weekend. My neighbor Sam, I told you, he's black, which is why we're moving. Anyway, he
be careful, you.
It's the oldest joke in the world, but he said, You know, they really is Barack should run for vice president. You know,
it might happen.
And I said why? He said, well, that way we can guarantee no one would ever shoot the president.
Yeah,
it's the oldest joke in the world.
It's a joke made out of fear, and this is weird when you hear a story like this.
I looked at my neighbor and I went, right, and I go, hey, you know, somebody gets real heavy on my hands. I'm not kidding you, man.
Yeah. It's scary.
He's got like a real Reggie White tone to his voice when he speaks.
You know, doesn't it get back to the whole thing we were discussing a couple of weeks ago? I mean, it really is. When you hear something like this, it makes you think of, of our history in this
right.
country
oh, yeah.
and where we've come from and whether we have come from there.
Right.
And that there are certain segments of society.
We'll find out.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
I know. There is one presidential hopeful, though, who's in favor of legalizing marijuana for sales in liquor stores.
Did you send in a contribution yet?
I might. He's Alaskan Senator Mike Gravel. You might not recognize his name. Ironic, isn't it? He's been around for a while, actually.
Gravel.
In fact, he's the guy.
What was? What was that, Buzz? Excuse me, what, Buzz? Buzz?
Yes, I'm here. I just can't compete.
I think they were laughing because Buzz's voice is gravel.
Gravel. A little funny. Yes. I was talking about a guy named Gravel. Anyway, this guy's the guy most responsible for ending. He's responsible for ending the draft.
Oh, you're like a little three-legged puppy. I mean, you don't even have the vocal strength to talk over the stupid tapes.
No,
I know.
No, I really don't.
Oh, you're like someone we just brought in from the shelter.
I'm a pathetic case.
You know, it makes me realize, though, when you are 100%, you're pretty high energy when you deliver this news.
Normally, yeah.
You're really up at a certain level.
I can't push.
Today. And you're kind of mellow today.
Yes, I have to.
Not because you're necessarily feeling mellow.
Oh, no, I feel great. I just can't push my voice. So I'm trying to keep it low key.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Gravel, Mike Gravel, Senator from Alaska.
Gravel.
Most responsible for ending the draft in the Vietnam War. Recently, he was included in the first debate among the Democratic presidential hopefuls. He did so well, he's been invited to other debates.
Draft Brady Quinn, not students.
Now,
that's what I say, Mike.
He has other views besides legalizing marijuana.
Hey, I'm just still reeling from that Tom Brady story, you know, where he was wearing the Yankee hat in New York.
Yeah.
Ooh! Ooh! And I'd be so mad if Brett Favre had a Bears hat on.
The Bears.
Gravel also favors universal health care, so you can understand my interest. He also favors a sales tax to replace the income tax and immediate withdrawal from Iraq. On the subject of impeachment.
But I mean, withdrawal from your throat.
Yeah, I know.
What's the doctor say? What's the latest?
Steady as she goes. I mean, it is better today than it was yesterday. And tomorrow should be better still.
Think of it. You could go to the ABC store and get a pint of vodka and an ounce of Bud.
And you're set for the
Hello, and Rob does the marijuana talk.
Well, Bud. What do you call it, grass, though?
Well, you get some grass, get some reefer. Sure. Go home and spark up a blunt.
A doobie?
Yeah. That'd be all set.
A blunt.
On the subject of impeachment, Gravel says that that would just suck.
Oh, Bud.
I'm sorry. Let me try the inhaler. Let's see if this may help. Now, on the subject of impeachment, no.
That's really, it. You know, that product isn't working.
Not
but,
so much.
But look at your biceps.
Yeah.
Good God.
Made me stronger.
It's like Mr. Incredible.
And your face now looks like Chris Farley.
What's happening to your neck?
Puffy face.
Yeah. My God.
I'm swelling up.
Oh, but have you noticed anything getting smaller?
No, not yet.
I have.
Mike means you're bald.
I know what he means.
Thank you, they're going to be about as big as raisins.
That did need to be explained.
Yeah. You know, based on today's show, I believe that did need to be explained.
Buzz Alzado.
He's going to start, after this news is over, he's going to trash that newsroom.
Hey, do we still have that tape of Lyle Alzado?
I think we do.
The late, great Lyle Alzado.
What a wonderful guest he was on this
show.
This
cat was on our old morning show before he passed away. He was with the Oakland Raiders.
Right.
And
fantastic guest.
Way ahead of his time. Would come in and they deleted out when he said that Mark Wilson was a fudge packer.
Wow. He did.
Buzz, he like you, had a problem with steroids.
Steroids.
Yeah, and it ended up killing him.
Mm-hmm. I have Lyle Alzado, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Just kidding.
See you soon, Lyle.
And you know, you hear that voice, you picture, if you've never seen pictures of Lyle Alzado, This was a massive guy.
Bigger than life, gargantuan. Look at Buzz hitting, bogarting his thing again.
I'm trying, man. I am trying. When we come back, one of us will read a story about the producers of 24 say it's time to reinvent the show.
No.
I vote you read it.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Me too.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now.
Simply Cow Teeth. The Don and Mike Show.
Hard to beat a cow teeth. Cast out here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, let me turn that off.
Shh, quiet.
That the hi, Don and Mike sounded good. Thank you.
Quiet, everybody.
Producers of 24 say it's time to reinvent the show. Executive producer, writer Howard Gordon, says he's hurt by the recent criticism of the show and by the ratings. A third of the people who watched the grueling four-hour premiere this year have fallen off the crisis wagon somewhere along the way. And then there's the reactionary Congress on the warpath about beating the violence out of TV. So Mr. Howard says it's time to reinvent the Jack Bauer show. He promises it won't be a musical. Say, finally, this house smells funny. Shopping.
You have hair in your special place.
Shopping for a new home turned into
house.
A ghoulish nightmare.
What's going on? Hi, I'm Greg House.
Greg House.
House smells funny.
Couple in Janesville, Wisconsin, looking at a house Monday night. What they found in the bedroom of that surprisingly messy house, quote, looked like a Halloween prop. Instead, it was the owner of the house in bed, where she had been since she died 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Quoting the Coldwell Banker agent, we need to leave. This is not right. We need to get out of here. On the plus side, the house is now a bargain. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Yeah.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Good job.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No. You said that the way that you said, like a little kid that can't hit a T-ball.
I did. Well, I feel sorry for the guy with it.
Okay, Buzz. Good job, Buzz. Thanks.
Buzz, that really sucked.
Hope you feel better, Buzz. And then we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Do episode, everybody. Good day. Look at him hitting his inhaler again.
Go easy on that, Buzz.
Okay. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Just don't say anything. Just click or grunt.
Bye.
And have it.
Hey, how about that? Yeah, how that, boy?
Yeah,
yeah boy.
Yeah, yeah, that boy. My suspenders smell like ass.
How many pairs?
Yeah,
100. Well, that's something, boy.
One.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Three.